All right. It comes to our attention that we're just a little rough around the edges, and we've been told we need our mouths washed out with soap, so Wolf and I are here to try to remedy this problem. And let's see, we've got our Dawn Ultra Concentrated Oxy with Active Oxides soap here. Can't you get a handful of this? All right. I can get some myself. I don't think that's picking up on the recorder. All right. And I get a mouthful of water. God damn it!
Holy Jesus Christ! Like mother rat! Fucking ass!
God damn it!
Fuck! Ugh. Ass! Oh, Jesus! Oh, jeez! Oh, what the fuck's idea was that?
Oh, that is horrible!
Oh, oh.
You know that feeling when you take a huge dump?
You are about to experience.
You know that feeling when the huge dump you just took shoots back up inside your ass?
Games and More Entertainment Radio.
Oh my god, we're finally back with episode 16 of Games and More Entertainment Radio. This is C4.
Wolf.
Ode.
And Ode is on the phone. Hopefully we can hear him. I got a new phone here and it actually kind of sucks, I think, because you're super quiet. But I think we're going to do the best we can here. Let's open up with a few emails we got here, just to try to keep it like we had it before. I got an email here from Modem Tuh, and I actually got one before I left, too, talking about Metal Gear Solid 3, Snake Eater, and it was apparently the game at E3, and of course, you know, we ended up blowing over E3 because I was gone on that trip and stuff like that, so we didn't get to talk about any cool games from there. But one of the ones that stuck in my mind was Metal Gear Solid 3, and I got a good Metal Gear story that is pretty interesting, and we'll talk about it a little bit later after we get through the emails. Some of the other things that I wanted to bring up in his email, at one point when I was on the trip, I asked about Unlimited Saga and Ark the Lad, those two role-playing games for the PlayStation 2 that I really wanted to get my hands on, but, you know, driving around, I couldn't just, you know, park it somewhere and play games for a while, right? So, anyway, in his email he says, anyway, regarding the RPGs you asked about, I heard Unlimited Saga was hard as hell and very non-linear. It's been marked down to $30 at my local stores, so I'm going to wait until they're about $20 to pick it up. I haven't played Ark the Lad, but most people seem to like it, and since I played the Ark the Lad collection, I'm looking forward to getting it. If you can hang on a little longer, Final Fantasy Tactics Advance is coming out September 9th. All that strategy RPG goodness. And I just bought Xenosaga based on your and Wolf's recommendation. I'm really enjoying it. Thanks for that. Which is cool, because you know what? Xenosaga is the fucking shit. Oh, wait, we're not supposed to cuss and swear, huh?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, our little intro there was actually dedicated to a very intelligent, really nice guy who I talked to on some forums briefly, and gave us quite a few pointers and tips and stuff about the show, and, you know, we talked back and forth about things that we needed to do and stuff, and, you know, how he felt about certain things, but we did get a little crazy too often, but I don't think it was all the time. It was just once in a while, but anyway, I was really glad to hear from Modem Tuh out there driving around. You know, I got an email from him kind of when I was just driving around, or just after I got back, I guess, maybe, and God, I can't remember the dates. I've been sitting around here so long just trying to play games and catch up on things. That was cool. So I gotta play Unlimited Saga. Have you guys checked that out?
No, I haven't. But I beat the Ark of the Lab.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Twilight of the Spirits.
Yeah.
You know what, Modem? You should go get it. I mean, I really enjoy playing that game. At first, the storyline is awesome. I like the storyline. But those two twins got separated when they were little kids, and they're both half human, half demon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and the battle system in the RPG game, it's real good, too. It's kind of like, what's that game we used to play?
Grandia,
yeah. You have a little range, you know, you move your guys around, and you have a little range to do your, if you have a long attacking, long range attack.
You got like melee stuff.
Range,
and,
right.
Yeah.
Right, it's kind of like that. I mean, I kind of like that. Get tired of all turn-based, you know, just push bottom RPG fighting.
That makes it nice and easy, though. I'm sure, Ode, you've played games where you're just like a console RPG game, and you're just mashing the buttons trying to get through the stupid fights while you're checking your email and doing a web page or something.
But it gets old after 10 years.
Yeah. I mean, they should have an auto-fight in every single RPG, and they don't. Right, when you get to the point where you're fighting monsters that are pathetically, you know, pathetic compared to you, and you have to sit there and wait through all the combat intros and outros and all the combat stuff that goes on, and it can take 5 minutes to fight creatures that, you know, you can kill with, like, one of your guys, and you have all five of them sitting there.
Yeah. Okay, hey, can you crank it up a notch? You're coming out real quiet now. We were just testing the mic. You sounded fine.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Much
better. Put the radio voice on. That's what we're looking for.
Hold your nuts.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Standing here at the Gamers Hall, where we have the great gamers of the past sitting around.
Perfect.
They've joined tea and crumpets. I thought gamers would actually eat that shit. But
speaking of eating that shit, I got a juicer, dude, and I love it. I'm digging it, man. I've been juicing everything.
Everything?
Everything. Strawberries, bananas. I've been looking at CD cases and old hard drives the wrong way.
Here goes he him and his juicer.
It's awesome, dude. It's one of them Juice Man Junior things. It's great. The only problem is I spend like $13 in fruits and stuff and vegetables, and I get like 4 glasses of juice out of it. But it's pretty cool, though. I was digging that.
That's good for you, especially for the people like us. Sit at home every day doing nothing but playing games.
You're talking to a group of people who play games, sit around, that's like their life. I don't think you're going to inspire a lot of people to buy a juicer.
I don't think so either. Talk just a little bit louder some more, dude. You're almost there. This phone doesn't go any louder. Maybe I'll have to get like another speaker or something like that, or something separate for the show.
External speaker?
Yeah, like something. Something with power, you know? Maybe I'll modify it or something. Figure out some kind of way.
Like cupping my hand in front of it or something. Does that work better?
Yeah, that works
much better.
Okay.
Cool. All right, let's move on through the email here. Spetsnaz C4, somebody we hear from quite a bit. I got an email from him on the 18th. Congratulations on surviving the trip. I hope to hear some incredibly bizarre stories from the road, like when you picked up that chick that was hitchhiking and then thanking you for the lift. Oh, only to find out she's not a lady. Oh, wait a minute. I mustn't speak of such things. Anyway, I've been spending quality time with my dream.
I didn't hear that story.
No, yeah. Wolf thought it was pretty serious, too, when I was reading it, when he was reading it earlier, but no, he was just messing around. But
this one time at Ben and
Unfortunately, I didn't have that many great, I mean, I did a lot of cool stuff, but I had no really weird, wicked stories like that. Like, I didn't even get a flat tire, not once, and I saw hundreds of people with flat tires fixing them. I even saw one blow up right in front of me. Anyway, he goes on to say, this is really cool, this is some good stuff here, because this is something I want to find out more about here, if I can talk to him about this. I'm not even sure where he is. For some reason, I'm under the impression that he's somewhere else in the world, like far away or something, but maybe not. I'm just tripping, I guess. Anyway, he says, I've been spending quality time with my Dreamcast. Found some interesting import games, like a game called Bomber Hee Hee. You are a demolition expert contracted to blow up buildings. You have a certain amount of money and lots of places you can place a variety of bombs. Not only do you need to take out the building, you have to please the crowd and not destroy surrounding buildings. Good times. That's kind of cool. One thing that sucks is that the crowd is only an icon showing either boredom, joy, or the kind of panic that only comes from a 200-foot-tall lizard fighting a moth. he did the Mech Assault game save hack. Remember, I'm sure you guys heard about that, you know, the way they were finding ways to hack and, like, get into the Xbox and run the unsigned code,
right?
I did the Mech Assault game save hack with the EvoX exploit trick. Also, I did the music hack too, so I might be able to use live still. I haven't tried it yet. Xbox Media Player is perfect. No more watching DivX on my monitor, and I can play MP3s through my stereo without burning them. That's cool. The Xbox emulator scene is great also. There's a couple of Nintendo 64 emulators that play 70% of the games almost perfectly. I haven't tried the PlayStation emulator yet, though. This is cool, too. I almost had jury duty, but my number was too high. But I did have some episodes of Gamer Burn to get me through it. Kicks ass. Yeah, that's cool. Cup your hand over the phone, or do whatever you were doing before, because I swear I'm not picking you up for some reason.
Yeah, but I forgot to do that this time.
Yeah, or just talk louder. Pretend like you're just outside screaming, or go outside and scream. I don't care.
Yeah, his neighbor's gonna kick him out.
Yeah. Hack and Slash. I got a picture, a piece of art that he did, sent to me from Duel that was gaming-based, which is really cool. I really liked it, too. I sent Hack and Slash an email yesterday, and thank God he got back to me really quick, and I slacked on it. I knew this for like a month already, and I just now got around to taking care of things. I lost a bit of email when I was trying to merge everything over from my laptop over to the desktop when I got settled here, and so luckily me, that was one of the things that managed to survive the transition over here. I'll put the graphic up on the site. I'll have links to it on probably the front page and on the page with the notes for the show. In his email, though, I asked him if there was like a story behind the CD. He says there's really no backstory except for one night of Half-Life when the CD broke in the 52-speed drive. That's when I decided that I'm never using a 52X drive ever. Good thing there's people out there making no CD patches. Anyway, the CD in the picture isn't that unfortunate Half-Life CD. It's just a coaster that reminded me of the incident, and I decided to turn it somehow into a form of art. And it's really cool. I mean, it reminded me when I saw this of days of playing Street Fighter 2 on my Super Nintendo and breaking multiple controllers. I get so pissed off at that game. And I even broke a TV once because of Street Fighter 2. I got pretty pissed off. I know, I need some
camera.
Yeah, I remember the time you took a screwdriver to your motherboard.
Yeah, that was another good one. See, maybe I have an anger problem.
Anger
management?
I need to go to an anger management class or something. It's all that gaming, that's right. Get out your scientists and stuff and write up a whole thing on how gaming makes you angry and all pissed off and stuff.
Yeah, you need to talk to Jack Nicholson.
Because you're getting it all out, Tech Blobs, you know?
Yeah, I do. I have been playing a lot. In fact, that's all I've been playing is like all these shooter games, like Tactical Ops. I've been playing Tribes 2 again, because with the latest patches, I mean, it's 100 megs with the patches, but it's awesome. I've even been playing Quake 3 a little bit with some of my buddies on IRC, you know, Alpha Geek Nyer. That's cool. You know, I've had a lot of time to not play games, so I'm freaking out. I've been in, like, game mode. I've just been sitting down and just, like, screw everything. I only go outside for food. It's like I run out, I grab some food, I stop by Best Buy just to maybe pick up a part here and there, or, like, today I needed a printer, you know, and, you know, just random things, and get back home so I can play some more games and chill. And I know I should be taking things serious, but it's so much more fun to just talk about games and play games. So I've been dying to record. I'm so happy we can do this, and I just can't figure out why the damn microphone doesn't pick you up so well anymore. Or the phone's not loud enough is what it is.
Well, those things happen, you know.
Yeah.
You do.
Unfortunately, it has to happen to us, though, when we're trying to record, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, our intro sucks, too, man. If somebody out there has got some kind of audio skills and can throw us together a really cool intro, man, you know, like something really neat to listen to at the beginning of the show. I'm also not too happy about ripping off those things from overclock.remix.org. You know, the music I'm putting on the front end and the back end of the show? Those guys don't know I'm using their music. I don't like that. If we had, like, a theme or something, you know, and I'm tone deaf, so.
Yeah, hook brothers up.
Yeah. You know what I want? American Wedding, where Stifler says, "It's on like Donkey Kong, biatch." I've got to get that audio clip to put into the intro somehow. It is so funny. I like that shit a lot. Now to actual stuff. You know what I got? You know PC Gamer Magazine?
Well, who doesn't?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Their start, I don't know if this is like a constant thing or if this just happened one time, but you know if they send you a CD-ROM, you know, with all the game demos and some patches and crap like that on it?
Yeah.
This one was a DVD.
More space, right?
Well, obviously more space. It's a DVD, but I think that's really cool because don't you hear all the time about, you know, game companies releasing a game that's like 27 CDs?
Oh, yeah. It's like nobody wants to move to DVDs yet.
Yeah, and I
can't... How stupid is that? Who doesn't have a DVD drive?
Exactly. If you're playing the caliber of games that are multiple CDs, you probably have a DVD drive. Your machine is probably a beast, and I'm sure you can spare the $45 for a damn Pioneer drive, you know, that's $45, and you can even get a cheap one, I'm sure, you know, on some rebates or something. If you surf around and look for $20 or something, I'm sure you can find one.
Well, you know why most games are released on two CD sets, right?
Well, one's the install disc and one's the play disc with all the gnarly copy protection on it.
Exactly. The problem is the play disc is so hard to reproduce that whenever they create a new patch or new gold release, all they have to do is change the install disc, which doesn't have all the gnarly copy protection.
The weirdest part is they end up taking that out most of the time anyway. You notice that a lot of games that have some kind of gnarly secure ROM or laser lock or whatever, they end up patching it out later because it keeps causing problems to the people who actually bought the game.
Yeah, all that shit just doesn't work, right?
I know, it's a bunch of crap. I
It was like what they did with VCRs. Remember the old day with VCRs? They had those things that would weaken the signal, so if you tried to copy it, it'd come out like shit.
Dude, they've got, like, Macrovision today. You ever hook up a DVD player through your VCR to your TV? It doesn't work. You cannot record it.
Really?
Yeah, the scene goes, like, real bright, and then it fades to real dark, and then it fades to real bright. I mean, you cannot watch it. The Macrovision sucks.
Wow.
But, you know, I mean, the technically skilled can get around that with, you know, the use of their computer and some patches and some programs.
Yeah, signal amplifier.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I'm sure you could do all that with some tricky hardware, too, but there's software to get rid of that crap nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty cool. God, I feel so out of touch. This almost feels like Gamer 2.0 Episode 1.
New version.
You know, hey, nice of you to say something. You've been awfully quiet for a while there, Wolf. He's been sitting here staring at Shion on Xenosaga 2. Have you seen the new pictures and the graphics for Xenosaga 2, Ode?
No, I haven't.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, you gotta see the artwork. I mean, remember at Xenosaga 1?
I have a URL.
Do you know what the address is, Wolf? Look on your browser. I can see it, but I can't read it. Is it hella long?
It's namco.co.jp. It's a Japanese site.
Oh, okay. It's okay.
I don't think it's released in US yet.
Well,
but you have to see the artwork.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, the graphics.
Remember that Xenosaga 1? It's like.
It was real cartoony, anime looking.
Oh, this one, look at Shion. She's all sexy and stuff. And this is see-through under her
shirt.
They look like real people.
Hieroglyphics, man, what the fuck? What am I supposed to click on? There's a B with a little character with a line through it.
I think he clicked on the one on the left. I can see his laptop from here. It looks like, anyway, if you go to name, I'm sure that he just punched it in Google and came up with it. So just look for Xenosaga. The screenshots, they're incredible. Look at them versus the Xenosaga 1 graphics. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I thought I was looking at a totally different game when I saw the graphics in the, I think it was Computer Gaming World, I think, this month I saw it in. It was either that or EGM. I think it was EGM, actually, the more I think about it now.
I found a better place. Go to GameSpot.com.
Oh, okay. GameSpot's got lots of graphics.
/RPG/Xenosaga2/screenindex.html. If you get lost, go to GameSpot.com and search for Xenosaga 2.
Yeah.
They have a bunch of screenshots.
It should be no big deal to find. Anybody half a brain can pull up Google and find it, you know, find some kind of screenshots on it. But they're amazing. I cannot get over the level of detail in there. I mean, the graphics are outstanding.
Shion Suzuki, Uzuki, come to Wolf.
Uzuki or something? Yeah, whatever hell her like. Come to Wolf.
I'm waiting for you, baby.
It's impressive.
I've seen the top of a mountain, and it's good.
And it is good.
yeah.
Anyway, let's see. Oh, another interesting piece of news here. You know, our friends at Microsoft partnered with NVIDIA for the graphics hardware in your Xbox, right?
Yeah.
You know, they switched to ATI for the Xbox 2.
Probably outbid them.
Probably, you know. But, you know, Microsoft and NVIDIA don't have a very good pass together either. I mean, the Xbox has been selling pretty bad. NVIDIA got stuck with a bunch of bad chips, too. Not bad chips, but, like, they just weren't used, I guess. Microsoft changed something around where they didn't need as many from them. Something happened where NVIDIA got stuck with a bunch of chips they just can't do anything with now. So, you know, I'm sure they're kind of pissed at them. There was something I remember hearing stories about it a while ago, too. Something about, it was in the news anyway. They were all pissed off. It's contract renegotiations, all kinds of garbage.
Well, at the same time, I mean, you know, a lot of ATI got a lot of great reviews not that long ago. Everyone basically was saying ATI was the best until the recent, you know, advent of the 9700 Ultras. And ATI did have the best record, you know. NVIDIA now is the top, but who knows how long that's going to last. And, you know, Microsoft, it's good press to say you're going with the best video card manufacturer, even if you're not using the best chip.
Well, NVIDIA's screwing up. They're really hurting themselves. They're releasing drivers for their video cards that are cheating on benchmarks. You know, they released the 5800 and the 5800 Ultra GeForce FX cards, which are crap. You know, I mean, it's just like, what are they doing? They're really screwing up. They got it. They're it right now. You know, I mean, they had it.
5800 Ultra is nice.
I have a bad feeling about this. Remember 3DFX had their peak time? Now they're doing cut down hill.
We need a moment of silence for the mention of 3DFX. All right. I really, really missed 3DFX.
Yeah.
I love them.
NVIDIA got their peak time now.
Think about how good it would be if we had three players in the field right now.
I don't know if that's always a good thing or not. I mean, sometimes it works out pretty well. I mean, most of the time, granted, but not always.
Well, when you have just one, it sucks.
Yeah, I mean, the idea is you have more competition.
Shit that never improves. You know, everyone's like, go fuck yourself because, hey, we don't need you, you know? If you want to buy a good video card, you have to go through us, you know?
Well, it's nice having two top dogs now, but, I mean, it helps. I mean, right now, people are torn on what video card to buy. Do you go with, you know, the 9800 Pro, the 9800 card, you know? I mean, these are $300 and $400 video cards. Or do you go with NVIDIA's GeForce FX 5900 or 5900 Ultra? I opted for the 5900. It was only $300. 128 megs on it. It's DDR1. It's the original. It's DDR1. They took that back from the 5800s had DDR2, but it was on 128-bit bus, and that was it was choking it. So they moved it back a step, which I don't. I mean, it sure it helped it, but it almost seems like a step backwards for technology. Like they should have found a way to push it more, open up a wider bus for the DDR2, and they probably could have killed ATI with their 5900s.
That might be just their next trick.
That probably will be their next trick, maybe with a 6000 card or something.
5900 Ultras right now are top dogs by quite a bit.
I don't think they're leading that much.
Go to madonion.com. They have the list right there.
Yeah, Mad Onion can suck my dick, okay? Future Mark are... Those are the guys that released this synthetic benchmark, which doesn't make for anything real. So... Run some real world tests. You know, Tom's Hardware has better reviews. Check Tom's Hardware. I just, you know.
Here's another way to look at it.
Hard OCP.
Here's probably the best way to look at it. If you spend $200 on video card, or $150 on video card, or whatever, it doesn't matter. Pick any number. You spend it on video card. You get it through ATI or you get it through NVIDIA, chances are you're getting the same amount of performance for the $250 you spent or the $200 you spent from either manufacturer. And it's fully supported in all the products. So you're not going to buy like an ATI card and it's not going to run everything. You're not going to buy an NVIDIA and it's not going to run everything. Both of them run everything. So where it stands right now, you know, when you get into the technical details of like who's slightly better, who's 2% better, who's 3% better, it comes down to, well, not really. You know, for $250, you're going to get so much performance from either company. So go with the company that you've had the best success with and who you like the most or who you want to support the most or whoever's offering a sale that day.
Definitely. That's what I'm saying is everybody's torn right now on what to buy. But I've got something that may weight it a little bit in my eyes to NVIDIA's favor, which is why I just got the 5900. Because I know that ATI does not have the best past with their video card drivers.
Yeah.
Right? Now, granted, I understand they're a lot better now. You know, like, for the last probably year or two, they've been pretty good. But I still have that, you know, like, it left planted a bad seed in my mind a long time ago. Now, I've got something else, too, that apparently nobody's thought of yet. Have you ever heard of NVIDIA's The Way It's Meant to Be Played thing? Okay, you own Unreal Tournament 2003, right?
Yep.
Okay, when you turn it on, that little logo comes up. Remember the guy, it's the NVIDIA logo, and it says the way it's meant to be, right? Now, apparently, what they're going to start doing is they're getting game manufacturers to add in extra levels and stuff if you're running an NVIDIA card.
That's a good idea.
It's a great idea for NVIDIA.
It
sucks for everybody else, right? Now, granted, I know that there's going to be cracks and patches.
This happened between Intel and AMD. Remember that?
With MMX and 3D NAND and all that garbage and SSE.
Let's go way back.
What do they call that? Screaming Cindy?
Back then, you could buy a motherboard. It would support Intel chips. It would support AMD chips. They all used the same RAM. The only thing different was you could just pop one CPU in or another. It was just a choice of CPU. Well, Intel goes along and says, hey, we're going to invent slot one, and then we're going to say it's proprietary. So only we can use it, you know? You know, and then you end up with the companies. I mean, they end up both inventing the exact same thing, but you have to go with like all their own. You have to buy the RAM for the, you know, AMD.
Yeah,
it's
called capitalism.
Yeah, well, I know, but they just try to get too exclusive on every aspect of the product, and it's just hurt consumers in the end. You know, now we have like three different kinds of RAM and, you know, two different kinds of motherboards, you know, based on what processor you want.
Maybe it doesn't seem so bad to me because I understand it so well. You know, like I can sit here and tell you the difference between all the different types of hardware, what chips you can use and what, you know, chipsets, you know, what processors you can use on what chipset and motherboards, and I can go on and on and
well,
on about
the
it.
Average.
But the average fool probably buys his computer whole from the store anyway. He buys a Compaq or Hewlett Packard, whatever the hell.
Dude, I'm getting a Dell.
Say you purchase the process, and later on you decide, you go, well, I want to switch back to Intel, or I want to switch to AMD, and I'm using and I don't have to buy a new motherboard, new RAM for it. You don't have that option anymore. You don't have that choice anymore. It's not because they couldn't do it technically. It's because they didn't. It's because they were trying to get exclusive on it.
Well, I mean, they have to keep competitive, and they have to keep their market share if they get them. You know, I mean, if you buy an AMD board, something that's only going to support, you know, your socket A chips, you're more inclined to buy a faster socket A processor later down the line than you are to go, oh crap, you know, shit, I want to go to Intel. I need to switch out my board. I got to get different RAM. I got to use this RIMS crap now. You know, I mean, I know they got DDR now, but that's besides the point. You know, I mean, at some point you got to start changing again. So.
Back when the Pentium 2450s first came out, a Pentium 2450 cost almost $1,000, just the chip, just the CPU itself. AMD was just rising about that time. The Athlon came out just about that time. After the Athlon came out, within 1 year, that $800 CPU, or that almost $1,000 CPU, cost less than $300.
Yeah. Well, shit, even the Itanium's not so expensive. Well, it's still up there, but it's not like it was.
It's because of AMD that we can buy computers affordably now. You know, Intel had a huge monopoly on the market, and they've been trying to get it back the whole time, and they just keep shooting themselves in the foot the whole time they're doing it.
Well, they're top dogs again now. I mean, AMD needs to make a move with that, with the new Athlon XPs, the AMD 64 architecture.
Yeah.
They have got to get that out the door. I mean, I'm dying to hear about it. Maximum PC...
I think it's superior, just the idea behind it's better.
Yeah, it is. It's fantastic. It's going to kill the Itanium, because you can't run any 32-bit stuff on there. Or maybe you can with some kind of weird emulator,
well,
but it's not
emulated
the same.
It's emulated, but...
It's not the same way. Yeah, it's not run the same as AMD's Athlon 64 stuff. Whatever they call it, x86-64, or whatever they...
Yeah, whatever it is.
It's just like they did with the 386 when that first came out. It's a 64-bit extension on the processor, which makes sense.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can use the 64-bit stuff or you can use the 32-bit stuff. It's all there.
I keep telling myself that's going to be my next upgrade, but I don't know, man. They're taking their sweet-ass time, and Intel's looking mighty right now.
I don't know. I like my Intel Pentium 4.
What is it, a 2.4?
2.4. I pick up Hell Chip, too.
Yeah.
Pick up,
And it was faster than your other... Well, is it substantially faster than your AMD 1900+? Was it, like...
On the encoding and decoding, it is.
Oh, yeah?
Remember I make those Steve X movies?
I didn't see your stats on them, you know, I didn't...
Oh, I mean, it takes a lot way shorter time, like at least 20, 30 minutes less.
Well, that could just be like, yeah, the megahertz difference right there, but... I mean, what I'm looking for is a difference in this, the PR rating of the chip, but the 1900 versus the 2.4, or is it a 1.6 versus a 2.4? I'm dying to know, I mean...
Hey, how long does it take you to convert a movie?
Right now, it's a shorter on the real time. I'm getting about 40, 50 frames per second.
Well, no, but, like, I'm just trying to see the time difference. You said 20 or 30 minutes faster of what?
Yeah, did you do the same movie? I mean, if you're doing a movie that's an hour and a half versus a movie that's 2 hours.
No, I mean, I did so many, you know, I have a basic idea what's going to take with my AMD 1900+. And after I install my new CPU, you know, semi-lethal movie probably.
Yeah, well,
sure.
I'm going to have to do some.
With a better quality, too.
You're not being helpful.
that doesn't help for shit. Fuck that. Yeah. Anyway, okay, check this out. 3DO, a company we all know and used to love.
Heroes.
Yeah, okay. You guys know Hunter. He was on the show a couple of times.
They get lights in their hair.
He came down here to hang out with me one day. We were going to play some games, right? It was like a two-man LAN, right? So he came down here and... you know, we had burly computers down here. He brought his machine down and everything. I mean, we were all set for a good night of fragging, right? I mean, we wanted to play some good games. We wanted to play some high-end shit, too. You know, Tactical Ops, we wanted to play some Unreal Tournament 2003. We wanted to play some Quake 3, Tribes 2. We wanted to get it on. And what did we end up playing? Heroes of Might and Magic 3, a game that both of us have played for, I mean, like, you know, the majority of our lifespan, it seems like. I mean, we play it all the damn time. And something interesting happened. I was sitting here installing it because I just had to wipe my hard drive, so I installed it. And I went to go just to check and see if there was a patch. I mean, I have the Heroes 3 complete set, right? I own that. So I knew there wasn't a patch and there hadn't been for a long time, but I thought I'd check anyway. And the little update program could not connect to the update server. And I thought, well, boy, that's strange. So I go to the website. I'll just look for a patch myself, even though I'm sure there's not one. But for some reason, I just wanted to look. You know, it makes me feel better. So I went to our website. I attempted to anywhere, and I couldn't get there. It was just gone. I thought, boy, isn't that strange. So Hunter and I are messing around for a minute, and we're having weird connection problems with it. Like, it would load the map, but none of the enemies. It was really weird. So at one of the points, we dropped out of it. We were talking about, you know, something, some possibilities might be wrong. And I started reading the news real quick, and I came across that very day. This was like our tribute to 3DO Day. It worked out perfect timing. The top story on the news, right when I happened to look at it, was that the 3DO was auctioned off for $4.6 million. $4.6 million total, okay? Now that's
not much.
That's not much at all for, the, you know, how many millions it must have cost them. But I do have the breakdown here. Ubisoft, do you know what else they made? They made Rayman 3 and what? Shadowbane?
Shadowbane, yeah.
Shadowbane, okay. Now check this out. This is the one that's most important to me. This is what matters to me. They got the Fantasy Games Might and Magic, and Heroes of Might and Magic for $1.3 million, okay? Namco, they got Street Racing Syndicate for $1.515 million. Joewood Productions got The Jacked, I guess the motorcycle game or something, for $90,000. Crave Entertainment got Army Men. They got the Army Men, you know, the war simulator, like kind of toy play one, for $750,000. And Microsoft got High Heat Baseball for $450,000. And, you know, the founder, Trip Hawkins, he got, let's see what I got written down here, also bought an internet patent and much of the video's back catalog for $400,000. That is so sad, dude. I love Heroes, and Heroes 4 sucked ass. Might and Magic 9 was one of the worst, buggiest piece of crap games I ever played. And I remember that they said that they were going to, restructure, and they were going to try to, take more time on their games, because they were releasing a new Army Man, like, every month, it seemed like, you know, and they were just shoveling crap out the door.
That's why it just went bankrupt.
Yeah, I really had high hopes for them. I really thought that they were going to be able to stick it out, you know, and start producing some quality stuff after dropping the ball on Heroes 4, and then they released...
They're just trying to juice the stone, you know?
They were trying to what?
Juice the stone, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to try to juice the stone in my juicer, dude. This thing kicks ass, man.
And Heroes 4 still don't have a multiplayer?
No, I'm sure it's got I haven't played it. I bought Heroes 4, I pre-ordered it, I got the fat one, the Elite Edition, with all the extra garbage and stuff. No multiplayer out of the box. I mean, what a slap in the face that was. That was the only way I played that game, for the most part.
I gotta run about 15 minutes.
Yeah, just let us know when you're gonna drop off.
Yeah. You want me to talk about Frozen Throne, or?
Oh, yeah, let's skip up ahead to the... Yeah, okay. Now, hold up. Warcraft 3, a fantastic game. I bought it, right when it came out. I loved it. I played it online for a while. I wasn't one of the top contenders, not by a long shot. I didn't get that involved with all the crazy strategies and crap. But it was still an awesome strategy game. The kind of game that you have to bring to LAN parties these days because you know that people are going to want to play it. Now, I was really looking forward to the Frozen Throne. We talked about it quite a bit, and it just seemed like they kept adding new stuff all the time and updating stuff. And then it comes out. I was gone. I get back. I had intentions to buy it. I go to Best Buy, and it's $40. $40
for an expansion pack.
For an expansion pack.
That's
a ridiculous price.
It is. Now I bought it. It was my understanding, and you bought it. Yeah, of course. Yeah, but you're one of the hardcore guys. You were the ones. I mean, you were making strategies that people started using on Battle.net. That's different. I mean, you were that hardcore into it. I just liked playing it, you know, once in a while with some people that weren't pro, you know, on Battle.net, and you from time to time. You know, that was what I liked it for, but. My point is it was my understanding there was no extra race in that game, and, you know, I knew about some of the other stuff they added, so I was totally against it. I got Bob Nino on the phone the other day. Him and I were just shooting the shit about games and stuff, you know, and I mentioned, you know, I said, because he's playing it, and I said, damn, you know, they should have, for that price, they should give us another race. And he said, well, that's what they kind of did with those fish people. That's like an exact quote. Now, I didn't realize he said kind of did. I thought he meant that they did add a whole new race of fish people, so I had full intentions to go buy this game. Well, when I came back, when I was down in that part of Reno, down by CompUSA, because, see, CompUSA's got a sale for $30, and I thought, shit, they added a race for $30, I'll buy it, you know? Well, I went there, and it was closed. It was Sunday, and they closed at 6, and I was there at, 6:30. It was like, fake, thank God. I came here, I talked to you last night, Ode, and you told me there isn't a race, it's just they allow you to play these fish people for a little bit in the campaign?
Oh, that kind of suck.
Yeah, basically the way it works is in the it starts out in the Night Elf campaign. You actually get to play a couple of missions where you control the Naga, which is what they add, the fish people, as you put it. They just have a handful of units. They have a handful of structures. They have their own upgrades, but they don't have a main base upgrade. They have one hero, which is a neutral hero, which you can play in.
Oh, weak.
Yeah, you can play. Would you play this neutral hero a little bit in the single player campaign, and you can also play her in the multiplayer games. In multiplayer games, what they added in single player games, they added obviously three new campaigns. Four new campaigns, right? Oh man, my brain's not working. Yeah, four new campaigns is what they have. But the orc campaign is weird because. So what they did was they created a human campaign, an undead campaign, and a night elf campaign, which all tie together like the original story. Then the orc campaign has absolutely nothing to do with the story. it was just a way that they could demonstrate the engine in action. And actually, when you play the Orc campaign, you realize that, you know, it's really not at all fancy. There's nothing, it's a little weak. That voice acting was kind of cheesy, what they threw together. It almost looks like they slapped together the Orc campaign. But the other three campaigns are pretty cleverly done. The story is, as always, you know, top-notch, engaging. The video clips are, there's two video clips in the tradition of their expansions. They put one in the beginning, one at the end. And both of them are excellent. I'm not going to spoil them for you by telling them what they're about, but they're, you know, Blizzard video clips are almost worth buying the game for.
Yeah, they are pretty nice.
But they did not add another race. They added one hero to every race. They added taverns, which you can purchase neutral heroes at. If you've ever played the game, you have your special hero unit, and you can purchase, they added, I think, four heroes to that. And they added a bunch of capability into the multiplayer game. So you can have, like, if you have custom, in the custom game, you can have custom campaigns now where heroes can go up to level 100. So people can make their own RPGs where instead of just going up to level 10 with your guys, you go all the way up to level 100. And there's ways you can stack in these more and more abilities and stuff. You can customize the spells a little more than you could before. They made a lot of enhancements to their level editor. It was probably the biggest change they made. And they added units and player built shops. I'd say it was a good expansion. I'd say, you know, if they added enough to it to make it an expansion. Definitely beats any EverQuest expansion out there, but I don't think it's worth $40. That's the price of a game. I mean, the game was pushing at $60, but it was such a top-notch game, it's worth it.
Yeah, exactly. There's no way I see me paying $40 for the expansion. It didn't add that much. I mean,
I'd say the expansion's worth $30.
See, now, I'm going to say it's worth, at best, $25.
I haven't played it.
$20 is likely what I'll pay. I haven't played it, but they didn't offer enough to make it worth $30 or $40. And $25 is pushing it. It's an expansion pack. They added, you know, a handful of guys and a few extra things, and they updated their interface. Okay, they could have done that with a patch.
Yeah. And actually, a lot of the changes are in the patch. Yeah, the original one, I'd say half the changes.
That's why I brought that up.
Half the changes do come in the patch. So if you do play the original Warcraft 3, you can Reign of Chaos, you can just connect to Battle.net, it'll automatically patch your system.
Yeah. See, I don't know. I was pretty disappointed. I feel like they're trying to milk us.
They are, but it is. They did do a really good job on it. Yeah. They didn't. You know, everything but the Orc campaign, the single player version was awesome, and the level. You know, what they changed as far as balancing, they changed damage types dramatically. They completely revamped how expensive everything was. And just they changed the dynamics of the game so significantly, but to make it much better. I'd say that they did a really good job of the expansion.
Well, I see now.
It's not worth $40, though.
It's not worth $40. There's no way. It's like I said, they could have done that all in a patch, and they did do a lot of that in a patch.
Yeah, that's true.
Think about it. It's a Blizzard we're talking about. Remember back in that Diablo days?
Yeah.
Diablo 1 was awesome. Everybody can't wait till Diablo 2 coming out. Come up, boom, that's a big, huge disappointment.
No, it was huge, though. It was fantastic. It's not really a disappointment. It got old quick, and it was like the same game. And the technology was old, but it was still huge.
Well, the thing about Diablo 2 is it was a great game, but it should have come out 2 years before it came out.
Yeah, exactly. That's what everybody on the message boards was just like, oh my god, what the hell is wrong with you guys?
Yeah, it should be a patch.
Look at this technology. I thought they did. Didn't they release? Yeah, no, the expansion for that allowed you to go one resolution higher.
Which allowed you to go to 800x600. Let's get real. 640 by 480 is not an acceptable resolution.
Yeah, so, I mean, at least they gave us that.
I know, some people are into old style gaming and all that, but fine. For a new game, you cannot have resolutions that low.
Yeah, there's no way. Crap, I run stuff at 1600 by 1200 now. I mean, it's like I can't not get used to that. I mean, things are just beautiful. The only thing I can't is UT 2K3, which I don't really like anyway.
Yeah, that's such a horrible game.
It runs, but on some levels it just gets down to like 20, 30 frames. That kind of blows. But
even with your new video card?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, everything else runs beautiful.
The graphics are absolutely beautiful in Unreal Tournament 2003, but there's just nothing there.
It's not fun. Hopefully, though, 2K4 will be a little bit better. When 2004 comes out, they're supposed to add like vehicles and crap, and I don't know. It better be cool, you know. But I'm crossing my fingers for Tribes Vengeance, though. Tribes 3?
Tribes Vengeance? They're going to use Unreal 2 engine, aren't they?
Yeah, they are using the Unreal Engine. Yeah.
That would be beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. It's going to be nice. Let's just hope they retain the gameplay and they don't make it all buggy like they did Tribes 2 when it first came out. But just to wrap up this Warcraft 3 thing so Oach can get going here. For $40, now take the original price of the game, like $60. So for $40, I better be getting two-thirds of the game I already bought. I better get, like, two or three extra races and a whole slew of items and a whole slew of new buildings. I mean, compare the price of this so-called expansion pack, you know, which I think is a huge patch instead, to the price of a full game, and there's no way. I mean, I would probably pay $25 today if I saw it for $25, but there's no way it's not going to happen, so I'm not going to buy it anytime soon. In the future, I might when I see it for $20, and I'll probably not even play it. I'll just buy it just to own it.
Yeah, you're right. They really should have put more races in.
Yeah, I wanted
to think about how badass that would be to jump on multiplayer and have five races to pick between.
It'd be six relay races. Yeah, it's awesome. Like Heroes is like that. I mean, you got a bunch of different races to pick. I mean, well, not races really, but you get like castles and towns to pick, and it's cool because you can go with like the all magic guys, the nature dudes, the all war dudes. I mean, the undead. I mean, you got all kinds of different stuff to pick from.
For how much I lived on Warcraft 3, I really haven't been playing the expansion online because it's the same old thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're gonna let you go.
All right.
All right.
All right, peace out.
Peace out.
Late.
Okay, let's see. Boy, does that suck. I mean, he's way too quiet. I'm going to have to spend like an hour trying to edit this now, trying to get his volume up. I'll have to go to Radio Shack and stuff. You know what I need? Here's my request. Does anybody know of some kind of way to hook up like my modem or something through, you know, from like the wall to the modem, out the modem to the phone, and have the modem record whoever's calling so that it's loud? You know, or something, or get like a mixer. And there's gotta be like a mixer that I can buy at Radio Shack, like, with, you know, some RJ11 jack in it. You know, I mean, there's gotta be something that's gonna make this work for me.
Or I know what I get him for Christmas now. What? A nut grabber.
A nut grabber. okay. I also think right now, let's see, we're 41 minutes into it. We're going to break for something that we're gonna try to do, that Bob Nino is gonna try to do weekly. He's doing this Mac Gamer. And it's just a little spot that he's going to do, and he's going to try to talk about Macintosh stuff, keep everybody up to date on new Apple's hardware and the games that are coming out for the Macintosh system. It's really good. It's like the one that we've got now, this pilot episode. He doesn't really talk about it, too many of the games and stuff, just about what he's going to be talking about. He's going to try to send this weekly, and whatever GameCube news he can squeeze in, because none of us have a GameCube, and I know I swore up and down I was going to buy one, but I swear I can't do it because, I'm torn on it. So it's just doesn't seem worth the $150 for the four or five games I'll play. But Mario Kart Double Dash might change all that. Like, that looks incredible. So
come on, you pay $300 for a video card in 1 month, pay half of that for a game console?
Yeah, but how many games am I going to play on that video card, and how long am I going to use it every
three
day?
Three come right back.
So, well,
Metroid Prime,
Metroid
Zelda,
and the
Mario Kart.
Mario Kart's not out though. There was something else.
How about Sunshine?
No, I didn't want to play
Come
Sunshine.
Come on, all the Mario games are fun.
No, this one's not that great. I played it over at Hunter's. Anyway, without further ado, this is the pilot run. Bob Nino's Mac Gamer. We'll be back in like 8 minutes, I think it is. He's got a minute long intro on there. We're probably going to shorten that up. This doesn't sound, you know, like the end of the gamer. So, all right.
Report on Game and More Entertainment Radio with your host, Bob Nino.
Alright, hey, this is Bob Nino. I'd just like to say I apologize firstly for the computerized voice, but if anyone should be using the Mac standard, I don't know what you want to call it, talking speech recognition bullshit thing, it should be a Mac segment. So this being the Mac segment of Gamer, I thought it was only fitting to use it. And plus, I can't pay for some guy to come in and say, yeah, it's hosted by Bob Ninos. Yeah. Anywho. So, I will be doing a weekly segment at this point for Gamer. And just to give you a little background on myself, I love GameCube. I love Macintoshes. And I'm using them constantly. So, safe to say that I'm probably the best, I don't know, best person to be doing this segment for Gamer, at this point at least. Also, in the future, I may be involved in a video game done on a TV series that I work for. So, that could be interesting, just get a little inside info on game development right from the very beginning. The process and the people and the players and get some of the greasy dirt. I hope to get C4 involved in this thing too as a consultant because we all know he loves video games and I think he's unemployed right now. So that'd be a nice gesture. And being the kind of guy I am, for every good deed, you have to do one evil thing. So, since I'm doing a segment for the show, I figured I have to do one evil thing to counterbalance everything out. And what was that tonight? Well, I ate some greasy McDicks. Yeah, I ordered some poutine. Now, for most of you Americans, you won't know what poutine is. It's a French-Canadian dish. Basically, it consists of French fries, gravy, and cheese curd. So it's kind of like mozzarella cheese chunks. It's not healthy, but it's good. It tastes really good. And McBastards, McDicks, whatever you want to call it. I'm not going to give them the pleasure of getting their real name out there. So anyways, I bought it through them, and it sucked. Because they have crappy gravy, their fries are generally pretty good fries, but when it comes to making poutine, you can't use their kind of fries. And everyone knows their kind of fries. So yeah, that was my evil deed for the day. Let's get on with the good deed. Well, C4 gave me a shout out today, and, we mentioned doing a segment for, Gamer. So, this would be the Mac Gamer / GameCube section. What games do I have on GameCube? Well, I've got Medal of Honor Frontline, Rogue Squadron 2, I have Bounty Hunter, Jedi Outcast, so Jedi Knights 2, whatever you want to call it, Metroid Prime, really good game, Eternal Darkness, man, there's too many games. Anyways, so what's the game I'm playing right now? Well, it's not a console game. It's going to be Frozen Throne. I'm more into the real-time strategy games right now. So that's why I chose Frozen Throne for the thing that I'm obsessed with for the past friggin' 2 months. I'm going to try not to swear, too, because I feel with the show that I work on, there's a lot of swearing. So I might as well just work on some aspect outside of that work realm where there is no swearing. So hopefully this will be it. What do I play my games on? I play my games on an iBook, a G3 processor, 900 MHz with 620 some odd megs of RAM, a 40 gig internal hard drive. So that lets me store a lot of stuff, and that's also what I'm recording this segment of the show on. If there's any interest in Macs, you should give me a shout-out at Bob Nino, B-O-B-N-I-N-O, at spymac.com, S-P-Y-M-A-C.com. Well, geez, I guess this pretty much just a brief update as to what will be going on in the future. Wow, man, it's really hard to do a segment all by yourself. My notes are kind of crappy, so this probably should do it. Well, till next time, don't hate the Mac. Hate the user. Peace.
All right, we're back now. Hopefully we'll get to hear that every week.
How about the titles in the second wave of Platinum hits for the Xbox? Blinks, the Time Sweeper. I don't know. I never seen that game.
Oh, yeah. So where you the stupid little cat.
Right. Yeah, I remember
those little time gems. Oh. That game seemed kind of cool, but I played the demo and it sucked. Like, the camera was so bad. If the camera was better, it'd be easily worth, like, $40.
It must be for just a young audience.
Yeah, definitely. Kids. Younger gamers, I think, could really dig Blinks. So if you here's guys a good kids, one, though. You know, for $20, drop your cash on Blinks. It's only 20 bones.
Dead or Alive 3.
Which I almost picked up today, even though I know it's not a good game. I don't care.
Fighting sucks, but I just want to look some tits on the ass.
It's a good-looking game. I give it that. You know, I mean, it's pleasing to the eye.
Dead to Rights. Another Maximum Pain.
Max Payne, yeah.
Yeah.
Elder Scrolls 3 Morrowind. Morrowind.
That's an awesome one.
See, that's a cool game. I mean, on the PC, it's awesome. I haven't played it on the Xbox, but
I heard it's pretty good. I heard good stuff about it.
It's great. The problem with it is it's buggy as all hell.
Of course, like you need patches. We have Elder Scrolls 3 Morrowind 1.004.
Yeah, for the Xbox. Please connect to Xbox Live and download your patch. How ridiculous is that?
Hitman 2, Silent Assassin.
Hitman 2, that's, you know, we played that on the computer, right?
Yeah, that game is pretty good. I got pretty into it. I bought it.
My problem with it was, on the computer, was it kept crashing at a certain point. Like, I could only play, I have to save it, like, every 5 minutes. I'm sure it doesn't have that problem with the Xbox. And I imagine,
no, it's, I think it's a copy.
What?
If you have original, it works perfect.
I don't know.
I had an original, now I beat
it. I don't know. I just wanted to check it out and played it for a while, but I don't know. I was kind of pissed.
James Bond, 007, Nightfire.
Nightfire is cool, I own it. In fact, Hooks got it for me for my birthday, I think, right? Or no, Christmas or something? Oh man, I can't remember. Anyway.
Where's Hooks anyway?
Yeah, I had that on the notes here to talk about it, the very last thing. Hooks, he moved to Vegas, you guys. He took off a couple of days ago, and it really sucked because we wanted to record with him one last time, and it just fell apart. Like, I didn't get a hold of him one day that he could do it, and then like the day that he could do it, I was out running around, and it never came together. Next thing I know, he left. He's probably pissed off at me, but, well, I'll have to call him in a couple days. And
how about Lord of the Ring? Followership of the Ring.
That's only $20 now?
$20.
And it's one of those movie games, but I don't know. I think Odin played some of those, I think it was a PlayStation 2 Lord of the Rings that he played that he really liked. Isn't it like Golden Axe, though, where you run around? I think it's like Golden Axe. Like, that style. Like, Streets of Rage.
Yeah, with the better graphics.
Yeah, well, yeah, obviously. You know, but, I mean, it
gives you more motion sick.
Yeah.
How about this one? PC Game Game of the Year. Medal of Honor, Frontline.
Yeah, Frontline's like the expansion, though, wasn't it? Yeah, because it was
kind of Out of Force.
Yeah, there's a Spear of Destiny.
No, Frontline is...
Is that the original one? I don't know. I never played any of those. I'm not too big on the war games and stuff for some reason. But
especially old war games. They're kind of sucks.
Yeah, so that's what I have a problem
with. Even AK will kick ass in the tactical ops.
But, I mean, Medal of Honor was a fantastic game, though. It's a first-person shooter game, you know, set in, like, World War II and stuff. And you're, like, you know, you got a team. It's like Counter-Strike, tactical ops type of stuff, you know, where you have, like, a separate team. And you got to go in and kick the other team's ass and whatnot. I mean, I don't know. It's pretty cool. Not my cup of tea, but...
How about Need for Speed? Hot Pursuit 2.
Those are fun. I like Need for Speed. Hot Pursuit 1, the first one, it was like Need for Speed 3.
Is that when the cop chasing you?
Yeah. Oh, and then you could be the cop and pull dudes over.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, that was cool. Now, what I'm curious about is how... I want to know if Need for Speed, like that whole series, like the best one in the Need for Speed series, I want to know if it's better than Burnout 2. Director's cut. I gotta rent that or something. Speaking of renting games, I got a gamer's pass at Blockbuster for $20, which is dope because I can get all of these different games to play and check out and stuff. So hopefully we'll have a lot more game reviews now that there's a Blockbuster nearby, you know.
Pac-Man World 2.
Yeah, well, I'm a little sick of Pac-Man.
Come on, that's the old classic.
Yeah, I love it. I love Pac-Man. Shit, I own the Pac-Man Fever.
You got Pac-Shit?
That wasn't funny. I've got the Pac-Man Fever CD and the real actual album here somewhere. Dude, Pac-Man's the bomb. The problem is it doesn't need to be 3D, a constant problem that we see in all these games. They keep taking these great 2D games and making them 3D. And the guy that fucks up Bionic Commando, if they ever make a Bionic Commando and make that 3D, and if it sucks, heads are gonna roll. I'm gonna kill people, dude. I love Bionic Commando. I do not need it spoiled.
Hey, come on, you got filled up for DVD. You need lots of information to fill that 4.9 gig up.
Yeah, but they can make games that suck on the 4.7 gig DVD.
Yeah, with 100 megs on there.
Look at UT 2K3. That's three CDs and the game is worthless. I mean, the graphics are beautiful, but it's not fun.
Spider-Man, the movie.
That's actually a pretty good game. I believe Hunter had Spider-Man, I guess it was that one, and on his Dreamcast, I thought. Now, it was cool. It was really good. Or wait, was that the one we played a demo of at your house that one time before I had an Xbox and I was really into swinging around the city?
Oh, yeah, that was
dope. The graphics were awesome on it. It must be because it's a $20 game now.
How about Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 4?
Which I picked up.
You did?
For $20, dude?
Oh, Tony Hawk. Definitely worth it.
Oh, shit, yeah. I played the hell. I bought 1 and 2 on my Dreamcast. I bought 2X for the Xbox. I ended up selling it, though, because I played 3 later, liked it more. Had it for the PC, stopped playing it because I realized that it sucked on the PC, you know, the controls not the same, and then waited for THPS4 to come out for cheaper because I bought them all. I mean, come on, you know?
Unreal Championship.
Unreal Championship for $20. I don't know. They patched it, you know,
they did?
So that it ran a little bit better. Yeah, you get on Xbox Live, you have to download a little patch for it and stuff.
You can play live on that one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty
cool. But it runs like ass, though.
For $20, fuck.
Yeah, no.
Fudge.
Yeah. What's it called? Unreal Tournament 2003, dude. It's only $20 now, too, for the PC. I picked that up last week, okay? For $20, I got it. Thought I would enjoy it now that it ran a little bit faster, but it just doesn't have it. It's missing something.
That's all the games that come out for Xbox for $20.
Yeah, $20, you can't argue with some of those. I mean, shit, Dead or Alive 3 is a great game. I mean, the ones that I would own,
not
I'd
a great game, great graphics.
Well, the graphics wise, anyway. Yeah. Dead to Rights, I hear
you
is
know what I mean.
Good. Yeah. Boing. Swing. Morrowind, you know, Hitman 2 is good, Nightfire is good, Lord of the Rings is probably good, Medal of Honor, you know, is good. I'm not so sure about Need for Speed, Screw Pac-Man, Spider-Man's a good game, Tony Hawk's a good game, and Unreal's even a pretty good game, but...
For $20,
for $20, yeah. So that's pretty cool. That gives us a little bit more to expand our library with. And the last game I picked up was Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 4, and Maximo, who was for $20 for the PS2. I had to have it. That game is so much fun. I was playing it.
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
Dude, and Maximo 2. Oh, I can't wait for that game. Ah, there's so many good games I'm waiting for.
What's coming out tomorrow?
Oh, yes!
What's coming out tomorrow?
Soul Calibur 2, the long-awaited sequel to the fat fighting game that we played on the shit out of on the Dreamcast.
We even got a t-shirt for free.
Yeah,
we pre-ordered them.
If you pre-ordered that at EB, the game was $50, you know, plus tax. I got my receipt in my wallet if you want an exact number. And they gave us a free t-shirt with, what's that chick's name, Ivy on the back?
Oh, yeah, Ivy.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Chancellor.
For a game that we knew we were going to buy anyway, we might as well have pre-ordered it, got the free shirt. And the best thing is I don't have anything to do tomorrow because my jobless, worthless ass is going to be sleeping until noon while Wolf has to go to class, and I'm going to have to go pick up my copy before he gets back.
That's messed up, dude.
It's hella messed up, but it's awesome.
I'm not going sick at school tomorrow. You know, I don't have a coin second.
It's the first day. You can't.
Oh, yeah. I have to go. I've got to pick up some chick's phone numbers. You know?
Yeah, right. Don't I say that. Your fiancé is going to hear this.
Oh,
unless
no.
She won't. They can't even get to our website in China.
That's right.
It sucks. Yeah, but I can't wait. Soul Calibur 2. If you don't know what Soul Calibur is, go down and pick up this month's issue of Xbox Official. What is it? Official Xbox Magazine. And it's got a demo disc in there with... Soul Calibur 2, some other games. I don't even know where mine is. I wanted to play it, and I lost it. I don't know what happened to it. But it's got Otagi, O-T-A-G-I, I believe is how you spell it. And so I ran into some dude, the guy that worked at EB. Were you with me?
EB? No.
Some guy, oh, Hunter was with me. We went to EB, and some guy there was telling me that the Otagi game on that demo CD was awesome. I don't even know what it is. I didn't get a chance to check it out either. But according to EB and in Reno here... It wasn't the Game Nazi one, it was the other one, though.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know how reliable that other place
is. Well, here's what we're going to do tomorrow. Well, I am collecting my booty call list. C4's going to practice on his sword swings.
That's right. I put that ninja chick. I can't remember her name now. And I'm going to beat your ass when you get back from class, dude.
That's all right.
Let's see. Yeah, that'd be cool, though.
Console
that was an excellent segue, however you pulled that off. But unfortunately, I don't have a nice one for this. The console sales figures. This is sweet shit here. This is the console hardware sales chart from August 4th to August 10th. To save my life, I cannot remember the exact address of where I got it, but I printed it out. I think it's the-magicbox.com or net or something. I'm sure you'll find it. It's related to games. You know, the other one's probably related to porn if you search for it, so you'll know when you see it.
Is this worldwide or just in the U.S.?
This is... No, it has to be worldwide because Wonder Swan's on it.
Oh, okay.
That little handheld jobby, you know. Anyway. This blows me away. The Game Boy Advance SP. The SP, right? The fat one with the light and stuff, you know. Oh, they got a new color for that, too. Black Onyx.
Oh, no.
Yeah, just, yeah.
I like my,
The platinum one or whatever it is. Yeah, that's awesome. It just scratches easy, but I don't know. My Game Boy's pretty tight.
Just go guess for some spray paint you'll fix it. Silver spray paint.
So, yeah, it'll look great. And plus, you can touch it up whenever you need to, right?
Yeah.
Just that week alone, August 4th to August 10th, 41,161 Game Boy Advances were... I'm not so sure if that's... It must be sold. It says sales, not shipped. So, sales. 41,161 Game Boy Advance SPs.
1 week.
Total sales for the year, just over 1.5 million. Okay.
Oh, that must be in the U.S. I mean, the figure is not that big. I mean, worldwide.
It has to be worldwide.
Really?
And this is just 2003.
Come on, there's like 3 billion Japanese people there.
Okay, think about this. Okay, look at the next one. PlayStation 2, though. So the numbers are dead on.
1.5 million
1.56, rounded up a little bit.
Worldwide? Have to be more than that. Think about it.
For this year? Yeah, probably. It must be, huh? How weird.
Who cares?
It has to be, or maybe it's Japan only then.
Huh.
You know what? I bet it is. I bet it's Japan only.
Yeah.
God damn it. Look this up. I can't remember where I got it, though. No, we don't know where it is. I can't remember where I got it.
Oh, fuck it.
Wait, hang on a second. Let me pause this crap, and hopefully Audacity won't crash. Yeah, okay. I'm retarded.
I know you are.
It is Japanese sales. Okay, we looked it up. Anyway, it's still interesting to know. I mean, seeing as how their game market is huge, it's like a big thing over there. Over here in the U.S., it's still bigger. It's big now, but over there it's you know huge. Gaming is a huge thing. So in any case, Game Boy Advance SP was 1.5 million. PlayStation 2 was 1.56 if you round it up. The GameCube was total sales 2003, 376,771. The Game Boy Advance was 600,682. The Xbox, now this is pathetic, 58,954 consoles. Okay, almost 59,000 Xboxes sold in 2000. That's it in Japan.
Yeah, I can see they really loves Bill Gates.
Yeah, they love our American pushing software crap. Wonder Swan, that's not big here. I don't think they didn't even sell it over here, I don't believe. It's like a little handheld deal. And they sold 32,756 in the year. And the PlayStation 1, 42,326. I mean, that's like 16,000 units shy of Xbox's numbers for a console that's like 9 years old or some, you know, ridiculous age. Well, maybe not that old, but it's pretty old.
That's pretty damn old.
You know, yeah. And it's still doing, you know, in decent enough numbers, you know. It's doing better numbers than the Phantom. Have you heard of the Phantom?
No.
A little bit. This thing has been pimped around the internet for months. It seems like I keep hearing shit about this console that does not exist, right? This thing, according to this, they got a new website. It's phantom.net, and it says it's shit. You can pre-order it, and it says phantom.net, register to be contacted to pre-order the Phantom game console. Online ordering is expected to begin this October. Now, nobody's that I'm aware of, anyway, and I haven't looked into it a whole lot, just like what keeps dropping in my lap every now and again I come across something. Is like this 3D render of this machine. I've never seen any screenshots. I've never seen actual in-game stuff of it. You know, I've never seen a picture of the damn console. I've never seen any of this stuff. They released a video on that website you can go watch, too. And, I mean, I don't think it's worth it. According to their stats, I mean, listen to this thing. The standard components. Fits in any 19-inch entertainment center. Custom OS on Windows XPE kernel. Up to 3... Up to... This is another thing I don't understand. Can you get, like, a 1 gigahertz one? that says up to 3 GHz processor with 256 megs of DDR RAM, high-performance NVIDIA video card, high-performance Intel motherboard, Dolby Digital 7.1 surround sound, 100-plus gigabyte internal storage device. What the hell? Hard drive?
Sounds like an Xbox One. I mean.
Yeah, totally, right? Onboard RF wireless modules, S-Video RCA or component video, and PAL. That's the, not the, we got NTSC here, the video standard, right? Okay. 10-100 base T Ethernet, one wireless controller, wireless keyboard and mouse, two USB ports, four control ports, and a 12-foot port extension cable. And then there's optional components, controllers, wireless and corded, keyboard and mouse with charging base station, so it's wireless, I guess. Storage expansion for additional game storage, DSL modem, cable modem, wireless Wi-Fi card, memory upgrade, speaker sets, and flat screen displays. I haven't even seen a price on this damn
thing. Dolby Digital 7.1 surround sound?
Yeah. Now, they keep pushing all this stuff, and if you go to their site and read about it, I urge you to figure out what the hell this thing is. Now, it says that it has thousands of games. So the only thing that people can figure that I've read is that it plays PC games.
Might be a scam. I don't know. Now, send your order in, put your cardigan there.
See, now, that's what I've heard about today. In fact, Penny Arcade, if you go to Penny Arcade's website, penny-arcade.com, not that anybody doesn't know what that is, go read the news post on August 22nd, and they talked about it for quite a bit, and they claim to have some serious hard evidence that this thing is fake. And it's a good read. I didn't want to copy the Penny Arcade guys and read their shit, you know, on our show or anything. So go to their website, you know, read what they had to say about it, and they got some stuff. If I remember right, something from I used to be on the Hard OCP forums all the time. It's hardocp.com. It's Overclockers comparison page. Awesome website. I really like the guys that run the place. Christ, I haven't been there in so long, but I don't know. I had a good time there on the forums anyway. But they talk a lot of stuff about hardware and a lot of games that, you know, and they're usually on top of their game too. Like they find out all kinds of dirt and stuff. Anyway. Somehow they sent somebody down there, or they knew somebody who went down to the office of this place, and it was like an empty building or something. There's like one dude in there with like a phone or something, you know. And I don't know. You'll have to go read it. Yeah, it sounds like a total fucking scam.
Yeah.
Interesting, though.
Sounds too good to be true. Think about those days, top PC, you know, 3 gigahertz, 3.2 gigahertz. You know, they're trying to put in this console, it's going to come out soon.
I know. And how much do you think they're going to charge for all that? They're not.
PC alone, something like that, probably runs about $2,000 easy.
Probably pretty close to $2,000.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, there's no monitor. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably close.
$1,600,
$1,700? Now that I'm looking over the stats, maybe around. I could see this thing costing $1,000. I can see it costing $1,000 if you were to buy a computer. It's not that burly, dude. 100 gigs. I got 260.
So all the features, though, like this.
It's not that burly. It's not. I mean, it's burly, I guess, but it's not that burly. It's not $2,000 burly. Not by today's money. Maybe 2 years ago it would have been $2,000 or $3,000. But in any case, I think it's a load of crap. But it's interesting because this thing has been around and rumored for so fucking long now. I remember reading about this thing months ago, and. They're sitting here claiming Windows XP, NVIDIA video card, Dolby Digital. Now, surely, if this thing was a hoax, one of those companies would have said, stop using our name.
Right.
Somebody would have said something. Somebody with some legal backing and some cash, right? Now, as you said, it sounds like an Xbox. Like, the idea behind it, minus the games you buy on DVDs, that, you know, it sounds like this thing downloads them off the damn internet. And you know what? Looking at the front of it, what the hell? Unless that whole front end comes off where you put the disc in, it doesn't look like there's a place for the disc, does it?
No, it's so just a little LCD thing. Or not
maybe.
Even LCD.
Yeah, it might just be like this black plastic thing over the front. I don't know, man, but it sounds kind of fishy, so everybody be kind of wary about that. And now, here's the thing. This is what I wanted to get to about you saying it sounds like it reminded me of an Xbox when you said, was that Microsoft has the money to back the Xbox. They can lose hundreds of dollars on the Xbox, and it doesn't matter anything to them, right?
No.
This company doesn't. There's no fucking way. Nobody's ever heard of these idiots before.
No.
Okay, so there's no way they have enough money to spend let's be reasonable, and let's say this is, shit, let's be real reasonable. Let's just say this is $500 for the parts. Let's just say, even though it's probably more, let's just say, if this thing cost them $500, if they try to sell to us for a reasonable price, something that we would pay, $300, there's no way this company can afford to lose $200 per machine. Microsoft can. These guys can't.
No, no ways you can afford it.
Right. Something's fishy about this garbage. So, enough of this thing.
Fresh.
Garbage. That's what I think of the Phantom, until I see some shit. I don't care for vaporware too much. It pisses me off. Okay? Vaporware, well, wait, you know, we actually know a guy who uses the handle vaporware who's actually dope. Vape, if you're listening, we love you, man. We've been meaning to go visit you, and I think I keep blowing it because Wolf here reminds me to go visit you, and I forget. But I know you don't listen to this crap because you don't know we do it, but we should tell you. We just haven't seen you in so long. We miss you, man.
We should have him on the show one day.
We should. This guy,
people. He plays games, man. He's old.
He used to play games. He's old. He's older than we are. He ran the bulletin board system when we were growing up. When we were in high school, and we first got our computers and stuff, you know, harnessing the power of our...
Yeah, and he came over to our place, so, you know, hook us up and tell us what to do.
Give us fat accounts on his board and stuff, you know, and always would give us, like, the coolest software. I mean, I remember downloading the shareware copy of Doom, and it seemed like we had it before anybody. I mean, it was just so cool. I mean, he was on top. We played the best door games, but, yeah. They're the man. I got a great story. Check this out. Metal Gear Solid. Okay, we saw... This is what I wanted to get to about Modem's email. He mentioned that we should talk about it because, you know, it seemed like a fat game, right? Now, listen to this. My experience with Metal Gear Solid. Now, I didn't play I think. I remember playing Metal Gear when it first was on, like, a Nintendo, and I didn't like it. I didn't like it because it was just, like, stiff controls, it seemed like. I thought it sucked. They made one for the Super Nintendo, I believe, that I never heard about, I never played or anything.
You got one for a PlayStation.
That was Metal Gear Solid, the first one, right?
Right.
The actual Solid.
You saw me play, right?
Okay, now, that's what made me hate the game. I saw you play this game, and I heard so much about it. Yeah, I was reading magazines, you know, I've been reading gaming magazines since I was like 10 years old, before that, I'm sure. Oh yeah, shit, I had Sega Challenge. Dude, I was like 6 when I had that shit.
No way.
Dude, that was a Sega Master System. It's a Sega Master System magazine that was out. I remember seeing Afterburner on the cover. Anyway, I remember it. But anyway, okay. God damn it. So I get all sidetracked here. I mean, gosh darn it. So I saw you play MGS, right? And what I saw you play of it was that VR level crap. It's like a green outline of a level.
Right.
And you walk through it and you like practice something. And that was the only time I saw you play it. I saw you play it at your house twice. Now, I had heard so much hype about this game. And then you got it. I'd forgotten all about it by the time you got it, and I finally saw it, and I was like, this is what everybody's all excited about? This no-textured-ass game? What the hell, right? I never saw you play a real level.
I was just training mission.
Yeah, I didn't. See, I didn't know that, right? You never said anything.
I show you how this works.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
And I thought you were showing me the game.
Oh, okay.
That's why it sucks. So in my mind, I'm like, this game blows chunks, right? Okay. So... Flash forward a couple years, we get MGS2. Everybody's making a big deal about it. I ignored it. Sons of Liberty, it was called, right? I ignored it. I said, whatever, okay, screw this game. I've seen the other one, it's gonna be just like it. I didn't even give it a second glance. Then they released the upgrade one, Metal Gear Solid 2 Substance, which was like a bonus kind of, it was like extra shit, right? And that one was released for the PlayStation 2. Sons of Liberty was PS2 only. Substance was PS2 and Xbox, and I wrote them off. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. How is this game so popular and it sucks so bad? And I'm, you know, being biased here because all I saw was that green outline of a level and you walk through it and I was like, this is so gay. Right? So what do? I grab the box. And I look at the back of the box for Substance, and it showed that same green training level thing, right? And I was like, you've gotta be shitting me. People still buy this, and they snatch it up like it's the best shit, you know, since sliced bread. I could not believe what people saw in this game. So, you know, here I am, just acting like a snob. You know, what the hell would you want to play that for, right?
It sounds like you did.
Yeah, it does. I get all pissy when I think a game sucks and other people are playing. I don't know what my problem is. So then, on my trip, when I was at Flip and Super Joe's place in Connecticut, and Super Joe was telling me how much he loved to play MGS on his PlayStation. And I lit him up. I just laid into him. I was like, dude, you're retarded. I mean, this guy's hella cool. I don't even know this guy. You know, I mean, I just met him. He's one of my best friend's roommate. I don't know the guy. I mean, somehow we started talking about games like the second or third day I was there or something. And he's telling me that MGS is the shit and how much time he used to play this game, right? So I was like, whatever. And I mentioned, thank God I said something. I said, you know what? I shouldn't be like this. You know, I did a lot of personal growing on this trip. You know, lots of stuff with fear and lots of stuff with experience and lots of thinking and hacking your wetware, you know? And so I said something. You know, normally I wouldn't have. Normally I would have just shut him down and said, you know, fuck yourself, you're retarded. Instead I said, you know what, man? I did light him up at first. I said, you know, my whole beef with this game And I explained exactly what I just said, you know, about how I've only seen the green screen VR level garbage. And he goes, no, it's not like that at all, dude. It's fat, it's awesome. And he went off about it, and it sounded incredible. He's like, you can sneak up behind people and, you know, crack their heads, and, you know, you snap their neck, and they you know, they'll drop down, and you gotta sneak around, you get all these cool real life guns, and it's not all about combat, it's more about stealth, and the story is so engaging. Man, I was like, yeah, whatever, okay. I don't know, it sounds good, but I don't know about that. Well, Flip had a PS1 then, right, and I had nothing but my Game Boy, and I was getting pretty pissed off at Golden Sun 2, so I just kind of stopped playing it while I was driving around. And I found myself, them two were at work one day, I went to the mall, and they have something we don't have here that I've never heard of, EBX. You ever heard of that?
No.
Me neither, it's Electronics Boutique. And in this same mall, there's Electronics Boutique, there's a GameStop, I think, or something like it, and an EBX, which is Electronics Boutique, but it's branded all EBX stuff. It's weird. I got to receive my wallet still from it. Anyway, so I picked up four games while I was out there for on the cheap, too. They were cheap. I dropped like 15 bones on Street Fighter 2 Alpha 3, whatever. Remember the fat one for the PlayStation 1? So I own that. I still have it here. I bought it brand new. Uh-huh. It's sitting right there.
That's
dude.
Awesome.
Because I love that game, right? Then I bought three used games. Grandstream Saga, which can lick my sweaty nutsack. I bought MGS for $15. Grandstream was like $6. And then I bought Crash Team Racing. These are all PS1 games. But Crash Team Racing was like $10, and it was awesome. I couldn't believe it, because I was dying.
That reminds you of like Mario Kart?
Yep, exactly. Dude, it's badass. Except for it just was kind of ugly compared to Mario Kart 64, dude. CTR was pretty weak. But it was still fun, and I played it. We played it all the time. We were partying, drinking there, and it was so much fun that Super Joe bought a multi-tap thing, and Flip bought an extra controller. So there was three of us there playing friggin' CTR. I mean, it was so much fun, this game, right? So I'm dying. They got to release another one. I think they are releasing one for the PlayStation 2. There's a magazine that we moved when you put your laptop right there. I moved this magazine. I thought I saw a new CTR in there, but I didn't really look at it. But I'll have to, anyway, we'll find out later. So I come back to their place, and they're gone. I sit down, I try to play MGS, right? And luckily, this is the only thing that saved me. Like, 2 minutes into the game, I'm blown away. It's like a movie, you know? Remember when you start out, remember you're in the sewers or some crap?
Oh, yeah.
Right? You're Solid Snake, you're in the sewers, and you're crouched down, and you're kind of like hiding, and you see people walking around. Right? And it's like, I'm trying to figure this out, and I drop down in the water, and I'm like fighting with the controller first, and lucky me. Right there, I've been playing for 5 minutes maybe. Super Joe walks in the door. He's like, hey man, what are you doing? I'm like, dude, I bought MGS. He's like, no way. So thank God he came over to show me the game. Because I would have had a hard time because I didn't read the manual.
Right,
I just picked up the game.
I remember that part's pretty hard. It took me a long time.
You know, plus, you don't know how it works. You don't know how you can sneak. I didn't know you could like knock on stuff and make guys come to
you.
Oh,
yeah.
See, I didn't know all that, right? So he's showing me. I was floored. So I'm an asshole, and I apologize to everybody that I was slamming about the MGS series. I mean, I can't.
It's okay, man. Give me a hug.
It was incredible. I mean, we played it for hours, too. I mean, I didn't get very far because I sucked, but, dude, I was loving every minute of it. So I've been thinking, I need to get MGS 2. Now, this is what blew me away more. I told him this. I'm like, you know, I need to get MGS 2 now because I don't see me buying MGS just because I have something against the PlayStation, man. I'm sorry, but most of the games suck. Granted, this game's bad, but I wouldn't play it. I don't know why. I just wouldn't play it all the way through. I really don't think I would. I just don't think I would. And I'm sorry to say I should. I probably should buy it and play it, but I don't think I would this late in the game. So we keep playing it, and there's this one part where you're like sneaking through some ventilation shafts, and you gotta like rescue some dude. And the camera, as the story's going, which was so engaging, the story was just incredible. It shows this chick in the cell next to you, and she's like listening to your part of the story. And I was like, why on God's green earth do they keep pulling the camera back to show this character that I don't even know, right? And Super Joe goes, dude, in MGS2, it's like the other parts of the story. You play like that chick or something, or like you heard, I don't know. So you know, I haven't read anything on it, just what he's going off, I'm just going off what he told me. He said that like you play the other people's parts of the story from MGS1. Like, you get to see the other side of the story from, like, other people in the game that you ran into.
From view.
Yeah. And I'm just, like, loving it. I mean, now I've sprung the fattest woody for this game. I'm like, I gotta play it. And what else was just incredible about it? There was some amazing stuff. Oh, you're playing along, and at some point, it says, you have, like, little communications things, just like in the original Metal Gear on Nintendo. I guess they kept that all the way through, where you, like, communicate with people through your radio. And you have to have these frequencies, right? And at one part, this guy tells you, contact so-and-so, some chick, her frequency is on the back of the CD case. Now, Super Joe didn't say anything. He just kind of sat there and smiled. And I was staring at the TV while that took root in my brain. And I went, her frequency is on the back of the CD case. And it started to sink in. And I went, oh my God. And I reached forward and I grabbed the CD case and I looked. And on the back of it, in the screenshot, is the frequency that you need to tune into. Right? How dope is that? Okay? That takes the game, this virtual fake game you're playing, and brings it into the real world. You know, it really makes you feel like you're a part of the game now.
Whoa.
Right? Because it's like, oh, well, I gotta actually physically do something, not virtually do something. I gotta stop playing. I mean, it blew me. I mean, it was amazing. I am so impressed now. So somebody's gotta tell me, do I buy Sons of Liberty for the PS2 for $20? I saw it for $20. Or do I go buy Substance for the Xbox or the PlayStation 2? Somebody email me and let me know which is like the fat version, okay? Because I want to know. I understand, I've heard that the Xbox One has got a couple of slowdown problems in a few of the levels. And I guess from what I was reading, I think it was IGN's website that was talking about it, where it said the reason that happens is because it was optimized for the PS2 and then they just ported it real quick and dirty over to the Xbox. So if it kills the game that much, please let me know. Tell me to go get the PS2 version, okay? But I'm leaning towards the Xbox version, only because I'm a whore for their controller. I love it.
And has it got better hardware?
Yeah, but
GameStop got to look better.
It doesn't have to look better, though. If it's a port, it's going to look the same or worse than the original. Unless they did. So let me know. Somebody email me and let me know. I'm dying to get my hands on some MGS now. I mean,
that's what I'm getting tomorrow.
What are you getting tomorrow?
I don't know.
Soul Calibur 2, but that's because we already paid for it.
Yeah.
You're thinking about, you're going to get MGS 2 also, aren't you?
I probably going to pick up a copy.
Well, let's wait till somebody emails us and tells us which one
to
get.
How about I get a Sons of Liberty first? Check it out, it's only $20, so.
I think the other one's $20 too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're both old. We'll look it up online after we're done recording.
How about you get an Xbox One and get a PlayStation 2?
But I don't want the one that sucks. So somebody's got to
That's like half-half, but we're gambling. I might get the one that sucks, though.
I don't think that's the one that sucks because I think it got like a 9.7 on IGN.
Oh, okay.
Like yeah, they were all 9.0. The Xbox One got a 9. I think Sons of Liberty was like a 9.7 or 9.2, and then the Substance on PS2 was a 9.7 or 9.2 or something. I don't know. Anyway, they're all fat. It almost sounds like you can't go wrong, but slowdown pisses me off. Which brings me to a game that I tried last week, Tomb Raider, Angel of Darkness. For fuck's sake, what the hell were they thinking? Okay, I've got a Gamer's Freedom Pass at Blockbuster now where I can go rent whatever the hell game I want for as long as I want, you know, and not have to pay for it. So I was in there and I got, what the hell did we rent the first time? Oh, crap. We should talk about that too.
Brute Force.
That was actually awesome. But let's go, okay, Tomb Raider. Talking about slowdown in games. Angel of Darkness for the PS2. I picked it up. It sat here for like 3 days. I didn't play it. Finally, I had gotten done with all the stuff I had to do and I was like, cool, I'm going to sit down and play some games, okay? 20 minutes I lasted.
That's it?
Dude, in 20 minutes, I came across 2 bugs and have died 4 times and not seen a single enemy.
Oh my god.
Dude, the control is horrible. And the graphics are mediocre at best. The graphics are not outstanding at all. They're not anything to be proud of, okay? The graphics aren't very good. The control is even worse. You try to like when you start out, you escape from some dudes, you gotta crawl up to the top of this building, right? And that's like as far as I got. And it took me forever, it seemed like. I crawled up there and she'd fall off when I get to the very edge. Now I know you're supposed to hold the walk key, and I did that. And then I tried to jump and my timing was off or something. But I found I could make it a running jump and I could jump across, right? And the controls started to get a little bit smoother for me, but they did seem a little bit hard, like real tight controls, like no, not tight's not the right word. Shitty controls is the right word. They suck, right? It's like you walk up to like a ladder, and she won't start climbing the ladder. You have to like let off the stick for a minute, and then push towards the ladder again. And if you're gonna climb through a window, you can't just walk up to it and keep holding the pad forward and walk through the window. You have to let up off of it, and then push forward again, and then she'll grab the window and climb through. Now that's not very nice. They should have had a button for that to make it real quick.
Sounds way too complicated for my little brain.
Yeah, it's not that complicated, but for you, yeah, maybe.
Thanks.
So then I get to the top of this thing, after I fell off like 3 or 4 times because she's retarded. I get to the top of this thing, right? I get to the top of this building, and it was massive slowdown. I mean, I went from probably a smooth 60 frames to like 4 frames per second. I mean, it was bad. It was like a slideshow. It was just all slow motion and shit. And it was, you know, when they had to show some kind of nifty effect, like, you know, oh, smoke, a little particle effects the PS2 can't handle or something. I mean, it just slows the hell down. I mean, it's bad, though, right? And I didn't know what to do when I was on the top of this building. So I had to walk around it for a while and figure out what I could move, what I could jump on. You know, you have to explore to figure out what you can do. Well, it was slow down the whole way through, so I'm getting pissed now. I've died 4 times. I've climbed up the same fucking thing 4 times. I'm getting pissed off. Now the game's starting to slow down like mad, and I'm fuming. And I'm like, no, I'm going to be calm and cool about this, and I'm going to get this right. So there's this barrel in the corner that apparently you got to slide out of the way. So I grab this barrel, and I'm like dragging it towards me. I move it out of the way, and I walk up to it, and Lara says, I think there's a crowbar down there. And she keeps saying it. Or she says, it looks like there's a crowbar down there. It looks like there's a crowbar down there. It looks like there's a crowbar down there. It looks like there's a crowbar down there.
Okay, that's annoying.
Right? No. Dude, it did not stop, though. It just kept repeating that. And I was just like, I mean, at this point, I'm boiling. I'm pissed off, right? And I walked towards where she's saying that, and my logic was this. I figured if I pick it up, she'll stop saying it, because it'll trigger the next event, right?
Right.
So I walk over there, and because the camera sucks balls, and you can't see where you're going, I fell off to my death. So, you know what? Fuck Tomb Raider, okay? Oh, I was pissed off.
Oh, you know what? When you see that slow motion thing, right? It reminds me of something. You know, a few days ago, I played Tactical Ops. They have a mod for it. It's like...
Oh, yeah. The
Matrix.
Yeah, that's so...
Oh, I mean, that's pretty cool at first, right? But after I play for 30 minutes, right? Get off that game. Everything's like in a slow motion in my head. Pick up my phone, call my girlfriend, see the slow motion, you know? I just automatically doing it, like, you know?
Whoa.
Just got pause between my motions.
That's pretty cool. I'd like to even try that just for the effects to see what it
feels
like.
That's crazy, though.
That's pretty awesome.
I bet it works good if you're on weed.
You ever play a game? You ever play a game on weed? You guys have to watch it. What's that movie called?
Half-Baked.
Half-Baked. Dude, that movie is so funny, people. I'm sure most of you guys... You know what? I saw some older lady standing in line at Best Buy that day. She was playing Half-Baked, How High, and Happy Gilmore. Oh. I was laughing my ass off. There's some old lady, and I was looking at her, and she saw me looking at the movies, and she's all, are these any good? And of course, I've seen them all like 1,000... Well, no, I've seen How High like 2 or 3 times, but the rest I've seen 1,000 times, and I told her, you know, Happy Gilmore and Half-Baked. Yeah, Half-Baked is better than How High. How High is good, though, dude. You'd like it.
I saw it. His friend died.
Yeah,
smoking.
Yeah. It's awesome. It's pretty good. Let's see. What else have we got on our play? Oh, Brute Force. Since we were just talking about that, we rented that too. It's an Xbox game. Best Buy had it on sale for $35 over the weekend. It wasn't Wolf's type of game. Think it's like a third-person shooter game. You know, like it's a
Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider, but the controls were tight. Like Halo, but third person. You know what I mean? It's a third person shooter, right?
Right.
You've got 3 different guys that I got anyway. I played it for a little while before I brought it back, and I should have actually hung on to it long because I was really digging it. But I got to a part where it was so hard, and it was only because of the way I was playing too. Like you play as like you got one guy who's got like these bat guns. He's like your total like attack regular human dude, right? And you're running around, you're blowing the shit out of all these crazy things, you know, you got some cool guns, you got like this berserk mode thing, you know, where you can use both guns no matter what they are at the same time, like a shotgun and a chain gun or something, it's awesome, you know. The game's fun enough, but it's no Halo, but they did some things that really were cool. Like the next, like later on you get a guy that's like a lizard man kind of guy, right? And his berserk ability, anyway, everybody has like an ability. This guy's ability is like predator-like stuff. You know, like his vision goes black and white, and he sees like the heat outlines of enemies. So it's really easy to kick people's asses. He gets all kinds of crazy cool guns too, and he regenerates health while he's in this mode. And it's cool. You can tear some shit up with him. The dialogue between the characters is pretty neat. But the best part of that game was when I got to the next level after that, and they give you this chick. And this chick is like an assassin. She gets like this side blade thing that'll kill almost anything. Everything I attacked died in one hit with it. Ooh. Her ability is to go invisible. You sneak around, you get a sniper rifle, and then you get some kind of little pissant pistol thing that recharges so you don't run out of ammo. Dude, it was awesome. I had the most fun playing her through all the missions. Just because I would try to beat the mission without using the 2 guys. Huh. You can give full control of your other guys, right? You have full control. You can tell them, stay here. You can tell them, cover me. You can tell them, do this, do that. And you can switch between your 3 guys at will. Right? At the push of a button. The controls are slick. It's really fun. If you're tired of Halo and you want something that's not as good but really cool with some neat elements, dude, Brute Force is not a bad game. I liked it. It was good. It's worth $35, I think. And it was $35 this weekend at Best Buy. It's really cool. Check it out. Maybe go to the website, look at some pictures or something. Maybe they got a movie, a gameplay video or something. It was cool. I really liked it. You have played Dot Hack Infection and beat it, and you're at the last boss, you think, of Dot Hack Mutation.
That game's real good. It's another one like this Xenosaga series.
Like a role-playing game?
It's an RPG game, but it's, you know, got so many series coming out.
Yeah, there's like, I think, four.
Four?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm on.
There's an anime series about it, too. Dot Hack Sign or something.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's about this character you play. I mean, it's like a real person, and he plays this MMORPG online, so you have to log on this world. And meet other people and get your party together, finish missions. But, you know, some bad guy hacking the system. One of his friends, you know, got hospitalized because of playing that game and trying to investigate. That's the whole story.
That is so cool about it, too.
I mean, it actually makes you think you are playing an MMORPG
totally game
and meet with other people. You can trade in stuff, you know, talk to them, and, you know, they will email you later on.
Outside of the game, you get email, it seems.
Yeah, and talk about your personal life and stuff. It's neat. I mean, it's a real good game. I spent about 40 hours at least on both games so far. Because the first one, when I almost beat it, right, accidentally I deleted my save game. So I start over while I cheated. So I said, fuck it, let me cheat through it. So I get a Game Shark. And I go... Basic walkthrough of the game.
Yeah, you did it already once. You did it for real, screw it. Might as well cheat, get to the end, use your game. Yeah.
Then the second
one...
So
you didn't make your character super fat or nothing, right?
No, the second one, I start fresh, though. You have a choice. You can import your old guy or start fresh.
Why didn't you import your guy? Why did you not?
Because my guy cheated.
So?
I cheated my guy, so he got all the fat items. $1 billion.
I was asking you. I thought you didn't cheat like that hard.
I just turn on so I can buy stuff, so I don't get hurt so much and stuff like that. And then I got enough of spell points. Anyway, right now I think I'm at the last boss, but I'm not really sure.
It's cool the way
that guy whooped my ass. I tried like six, seven times so far.
That's like the boss of
Xenosaga. It's like one spell, bam, the whole party's get.
See, that's what happened to me with Xenosaga. They beat my ass hard at the last boss, man. Like, I had to get lucky before I beat him. But Dot Hack Infection, I've only played Infection, the first one, for about 2 or 3 hours, and that was last night. I just haven't had time to sit down and play, but I really want to. When I found out Wolf was playing it, I was kind of jealous because I bought it a long time ago. A lot of you remember I was talking about it, and I never got a chance to play it. And then to find out he's at the end of the second one already, so I fired it up the other day, you know, and he's exactly right. It's awesome. He's got this, you know, you know the story Wolf just told you. You're playing like an online guy who's, you're playing a character in a video game who's playing a game online, and you're playing his avatar of that guy. You know, you're playing his character in a game of this other game that, yeah.
So, it's getting so confused here.
Yeah, it gets crazy. And it's neat, too, because you fire it up and you're at, like, your desktop. Like Windows, not like Windows, but you know what I mean? It's like a desktop like Windows, you know what I mean? Like, it's a graphical user interface for your computer. You got email, you got the news website, you got like, and then you've got the world, this game. You can go into that, and then you have to like log on, and there's a message board too, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god, you can like write messages to people and stuff, and
you can't really write, but most of the time you read them.
I wrote one.
Yeah, you wrote one that got deleted.
Yeah.
At the beginning, so. That's the only one you wrote so far. I don't think I can post any.
Oh, any more than that? You can't? No. Oh, okay. No. I was under the impression you could because I wrote that one. Well, anyway.
Yeah, I'll post something stupid on there. Any hot chicks around? There's my phone.
The control is pretty good. When I was going through the tutorial with your buddy Orca, you know, the guy that you said that gets hospitalized, he gets put in a coma, right? When he's telling you the controls, he's like, use L1 and R1 to rotate the camera. And then the second analog stick, to go up and or zoom in and out. And I was like, that's lame. But when you actually get control of your guy, the right analog stick controls all the cameras.
Oh,
so you don't need to use the buttons on the top like he says, you know. So that was nice, right? The control is fat. It's like it's a real-time fight, too, right? Unlike most stupid-ass RPGs where, well, I like it like that, too, where it's like, you know, you stop, hold up, you know, let me figure out what I'm going to do.
Kingdom Hearts is real-time, too.
See, I've never played Kingdom Hearts, but...
You never?
No.
I thought you bought it, right?
No.
You didn't buy it?
It was from Disney.
Dude, it's no, like
I know. I said that just to be.
I'm gonna freaking choke you.
I said that just to just in the face of my MGS2 story. I said it just to be a dick. I know, but I don't have time for all this crap anyway.
Can't even spell dick.
God damn it. The way the combat works is interesting. So you're walking around like these fields, like these like plains of the world, and there's like. Now, you get into just random fights, right? You don't know they're there, right?
No, actually you do. You see the portals. If you get close to the portal, I'm there.
Oh, if you get close, you can see
it? Yeah, sometimes a treasure box, sometimes an enemy coming up.
Oh, okay. But, I thought you had to use that little fairy's orb to see it.
But if you want to, like, continue the story, go with a world list. I mean, automatic, you know, you need to go there.
Yeah, okay.
Continue the story.
We gotta explain.
But actually, now, if you want to... You wanna just
level up and stuff.
You can make up your own world. I mean,
we need to hold on. This is complicated, dude. I had to read that like 4 or 5 times when I was going through the game, going, "What the hell are they talking about?" Oh, maybe twice. Okay, we gotta explain to them because they probably haven't played. You know, and they're listening to us, thinking, you know, "What the hell are they talking?" Okay, you enter the game world. You're in like your hometown. Right. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, because you know this way...
Different servers,
I'm going to get to that. But correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't have a full understanding. I've only been playing for 2 hours. I've only been to 2 zones. I got my ass beat. Okay? You went into the game, you're like your hometown. And in that hometown, it's like shops and stuff. You know, there's people wandering around to try to act like regular people. And then there's a portal that you can use to go to different parts of the world. Like, you don't walk there. Like, you don't exit the town like EverQuest, and then you're just out in this huge world, and you got to walk wherever you go, right? There's, like, this portal, and it uses 3 keywords, right? There's, like, this huge list of words. You got to put them in any order, and it generates a different level, right? Okay, I'm doing good so far.
Right,
I'm not quite sure how it works. I want to know. I have a good understanding, because I'm into this game, dude. I'm digging it. And you pick those things, and it'll tell you, like, what level it is. And there's, like... elements to it too. There's wood and earth, thunder and darkness, and fire and water. And you can get different elemental planes. It's like an elemental slant to the level. Like you go to like the swamp or something, you know. And isn't it like earth or something or water?
Or desert.
Yeah, right.
Or lava.
Yeah. See, there's different things. So different enemies, of course, use the opposite against them. A fire guy, you want to hit with ice and stuff like that. It's cool, you know. And thank God it's simple for us gamers that are too lazy to think. Right, but the word system, you build up these keywords, and you get these keywords from people that have been playing the game. Well, you know, not real people that are playing, but other characters in this game. They give you these keywords, and they say, put these 3 words in this order, and come here and do this. You know, or if you want to go to a fat level, and they give you these 3 words, and you can build this word list up. Or you can pick like a random thing. It actually has an option for random, so you don't have to sit there. You don't have to go pick them yourself. That'll take forever. You just pick random, boom, and it lays out 3 things, and it tells you what level you should be when you get into the place, which is cool because, you know, the first time I was lost, I didn't know what I was doing, so I hit random. Thank God I noticed it said level 17. My guy's level 2. And I was like, oh crap, I better not go there, right? So I went to a level 3 place, and I was able to, like, go to one of the places where there's enemies.
The dungeons. Every level got a dungeon.
Oh, really?
Every dungeon got a treasure.
Oh, look at the God statue.
Or different stuff, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Now, on top of all that, there's how many servers? 3 or 4?
Right now, I only be able to get in 3.
Okay.
Because you can't... Right now, when you start a game, you only be able to get in 1 server.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As the story goes on, and you'll be able to get in a different server to investigate.
Okay.
And the level system is pretty awesome too, you know. Each level up, you need 1,000 points, right?
Uh-huh.
You need 1,000 points. But if you're level 1 guy at a level 2 place, and if you get those guys, you get more points
than
the thing. But if you're level, like, let's say 13 guy in a level 1 place, you only get 1 point, you know.
Oh, wow.
For the people you care.
So it makes you want to go, you know, it encourages you to give yourself a challenge.
Yeah.
That's cool. Rather than dick around with pussy guys all day, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. That's cool.
But as soon as you reach 1,000 points, you level up, your stats goes up.
Mm-hmm. And that's cool. I haven't figured out how it works having an extra party yet, or having other party members yet.
Oh, no, you don't.
Yeah, it's not your guys. It's like other players join your party.
You have to get their member IDs through they will have to give
the flash mail.
Or something like that. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You can call them.
They have a member address, and you guys send them they call it a flash mail. Everybody has like a user ID number, I guess.
Right.
Right? They call it a member address.
And every character has got their own personality, too. That's a cool
part. Just like they're real people.
Yes, they are.
It's cool.
Trippy.
Yeah, it's cool. So I think this game might be worth checking out. I'm sure you can pick up...
I'm pretty sure it was worth checking out. That's a good game so far.
The fights are cool. You're running around the field, all of a sudden there's guys there and you can attack them. I mean, like, you push the button, boom, you're attacking. I mean, it's real-time fights. And on top of that, as an added bonus, these games have only got to be like $30 now. The first one, Infection's got to be like $25-$30 somewhere.
Yeah, Mutation's still $50.
Mutation's still $50, yeah, but it's like brand new. So, but on top of that, they give you an anime DVD in with the games. The
movie's pretty lame, though. I heard. I haven't watched yet, but the
well, the movie
really guy told me.
Well, he's probably stupid anyway. I don't know. He just might not be his cup of tea, but it might be kind of cool to watch.
He told me he played the game. He told me he recommended it to me. He says, this game is awesome. You gotta play it, dude. But don't watch a DVD. It's lame.
Well, maybe he's not into it, though. I know lots of people that play games that aren't into anime, though, so maybe.
Well, you still got it. I'll go watch it.
Yeah, we could. Yeah. Plus, I got a bunch of them regular episodes on the DivX here. So Dot Hack, Infection, and Mutation are out. I've been talking about my GeForce FX 5900 on and off here, so I'm not going to really cover it anymore because we've been talking about it. Everybody knows I've got it. Basically, the only thing I can say about it is that I can run like Quake 3 at 1600 by 1200 with 8 times anisotropic filtering, friggin' 8 times anti-aliasing, texture sharpening, and I still get like a solid 100 frames when there's not like a whole hell of a lot of action. I mean, it's burly. I play Tactical Ops all the time at 1600 by 1200. I play Tribes 2 at 1600 by 1200. I mean, it's just a beast, right? The only complaint that I have with it is that it's not, like, it must be something I don't understand. Like, okay, you're GeForce 4, right? You got a GeForce 4 Ti 4200, and you can push, like, 150 frames out of Quake 3.
Easy.
Well, I don't know about easy. It's about 150 frames, I think. I can push, like, 165, 175.
What resolution, though?
It must be 1024 or something, yeah. Right? Now, that's not very impressive.
No, it's not.
You know? It's not, you know?
I mean, that's pretty fast. I think of 100.
It's fast. Okay, but what I'm getting at here is, remember when we played GeoQuake?
Oh, yeah, okay, the time demo.
Right, you remember the time demo on GeoQuick on a Voodoo 1 was like 100 and 120 frames?
That's hell fast.
That was awesome. Now, remember though, we turned on a Voodoo 3 and we got like 300 frames out of it or something?
Yeah, I'm getting a headache.
How come the jump between a GeForce 4 and a 5 isn't a few hundred frames? Or even 80 frames? It's 20 or 30 frames. That's the only thing about this and it pisses me off. I can't understand it. Other than that, the construction of the card seems pretty good. It's got a little blue LED on it, so it looks all tricked out if I had a window in my case, but the case modding scene is really cool and nifty, but I'm just, I don't know. How often do I look at my case? I don't know. I'm sure I'd get into it if I had more money and time on my hands, but I don't know.
Don't quit your daytime job.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. Sorry about that. Audacity crashed on us. We did manage to save the hour and a half we had, but at an hour and 35 minutes, it just all of a sudden just stopped recording, boom, and then locked up on us. But thank God it allowed me to dump the wave first. So hopefully we're going to not have any more problems. Yeah, I think should be okay. Anyway, enough of the card. I did want to talk about the GeForce FX 5600 for just a second, though. Our buddy Jenner has it, and Ode also has a GeForce FX 5600, and I'll tell you right now, Jenner's having mad problems with his. It's like his games are just booting him out. He formatted his computer, threw a fresh copy of Windows on there. Counter-Strike is giving him problems where it's like locking up or something.
Sounds like overheating.
You know, that's what I thought, but it doesn't happen in everything.
Oh.
Yeah, so I don't know what to think about it. He's running the newest drivers. He tried older drivers. He's got all the latest Windows patches and shit. I haven't had a problem with my card at all. Everything runs stable. Tribes 2 is just, it's you eating on him, you know, the unhandled exception. Yeah. Remember that old problem that used to happen all the time? It's happening to him still. So, but a lot with this card. He had a GeForce, I think a TI, a 4 TI some, maybe, or maybe, I don't know. Anyway, whatever he had before was fine, though. So, I don't know what to think about those, but I want to warn everybody right now. Now,
that's a piece of crap. Don't get it.
I'm going to say it's a piece of crap only because look at the benchmarks of the 5600 versus the GeForce 4. It's a dead heat between those fucking cards. And the only real difference is DirectX 9 compatibility.
Big deal.
You know, yeah, what do you fucking do? None of the games today, right, use that yet anyway. So, you know, think really hard about your purchase or wait. Save a little more money for a 5900 or an ATI card, you know. But watch the benchmarks on the 9600. You know, for the 9600. thanks to Angel Fire, buddy of mine on IRC, he pointed it out to me. He said, you know, he's the one who first brought this to my attention, that the cards were like a dead heat, and I didn't believe him. I was like, yeah, whatever. Shit, take a look at the benchmarks. Go to Tom's Hardware, Hard OCP, any place where you go for your benchmarks, whatever. I swear to God, I was blown away that it was like a dead heat between these cards, and I don't see a reason to spend all that money on a different card that's going to run the same as the card you've got today. So make sure you take a good look at that before you invest in that. Now, also something that we pimp a lot on this show is the airflow controls. You said you fixed yours?
Yes, I did.
You had some kind of a problem, you like unscrewed. Oh, wait a minute, I got a great story about the airflow control. What? Okay, fuck, I'm so pissed off about this. Okay, you know that we've talked about this an awful lot. You said you had a problem with yours, then you fixed it, and you just opened it up, cleaned it out or something.
Yeah, fine. I blew it with an air blower.
Oh, okay, and then it worked fine after that?
Yeah.
Okay, and then Hooks had a problem with his, where it just, was his the one that just died? No, yours just died. His, we couldn't get the Xbox Live thing to work, the communicator part.
Something like that.
On your house, but it worked at his? Okay. Mine's been working fine the whole way through, but I haven't played through as much of abuse as you guys have. Then, when I got back into town, they released a new one, right? The Airflow, it's made by Nyko, NYKO.com, I'm sure is their website. And it's called the Airflow EX. And I got, this one's red, okay? And I couldn't figure out what was different about it, and I'm a sucker for red. It's my favorite color. Just about everything I own is maroon, or red, you know, some kind of bright red color. I don't know.
Like your bra, too?
Yeah, my panties. Check them out, baby, just for you. It's red now, not gray and black for the PS2. So I thought, well, shit, I'll just buy one because I need another control for the PS2 anyway, and I'll use the red one for me. So I buy this thinking there's going to be something fatter about it, seeing as how it's got this EX attached to the back of it. It's the exact same controller. So if you already have an airflow controller, you don't need to run out and go buy another one because this one says EX. It's not any
got new name.
Yeah, I mean it's
from outside
marketing scheme, but I'm proud of it because it's red. But that's not going to make the sale for everybody, but I needed a second control for it anyway, so I'm pretty happy. But here's why I'm pissed off. When I went to Best Buy to buy that fucking bitch, Lindsay, at the counter, okay, this blonde, she's cute, she's blonde, nice body, she's cute, but fucking whore try to tell me that she plays games, okay? Oh, I own this control. Oh, you do you? Yes, and I have a service plan, because all the time, the buttons just lock up, and they get crap, and I'm like, no, you don't. I got into it with this girl. I started arguing with her at Best Buy. She, just buy the service plan for $10.
Oh, I'm not on a commission here.
Flat out. Well, we're not on commission, but you should buy the service plan for this. I was like, why is that? Well, I have this controller. Yeah, right. I mean, she like didn't know what it was called. I see her look down at it. She turns it around. I have this airflow controller. We don't work on commission again, by the way. You know? Oh, man. I was like, I don't want it. I'll clean it out my fucking self.
Yeah, if it broke, I'm not going to get it anymore. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Work like this. So far, I've had good luck. Don't try to push your stupid thing on me and then lie to me. That's what got me. Lie. Flat out lie to me. Oh, what a... Anyway. Ooh. That was a bad... Even George Carlin has something to say about that word.
Oh,
I blew it. There went... You know, the cleanest show we've had in a long time. I blew it with one four-letter C-words. Damn it. Anyway, I also got... I had to get a new TV. I didn't have anything but this little 13-inch POS I got, you know, mono and sound input and stuff. So my other TV just flat-out broke and Daewoo garbage. It didn't work for me, but suddenly it started working one day. But I got an RCA TV... I have no idea what the hell the model number is, but you'll know it because it's got the Xbox logo on the front. And the specific reason I bought that was for some stupid reason. I was under the impression that it had an extra set, like two sets of composite cable ins, right?
So
I
component.
Sorry. Component, right? I was, because I, you know, I want the games to look as good as they can, right? And I was sure it had two component ins. Well, so I have the advanced AV pack for the Xbox. I get it home. I unwrap it. I'm looking at the back, and there's only one set of component. There's like two or three sets of composite. There's an S video. There's the coax one. And there's this V port thing that I've never heard of and or seen. So I start reading the manual, kind of glancing at it, and it tells me the V port is what I hook up to the Xbox. The V port is like, look at the back of your Xbox. See the connector there? It's the exact same thing, but on the back of this TV. So I need a special cable for this. So I dig through the box, naturally, thinking that, you know, this is a big feature they're touting. And I paid, what, $250 for this TV? It's got to have this little cable in it, right? No, it doesn't have this little cable. Okay?
Special order on it.
Yeah. So I go back to Best Buy, and I go, hey, man, I'm looking for this cable. I explain to the guy. The guy tells me they used to carry it. Nobody bought it. They stopped carrying it. That particular store, apparently it's limited store availability. They stopped buying it. and, or, stalking it, and now they don't have it, and the guy told me that tons of people are looking for it now. So I was pissed. I don't want to use the component in for my Xbox. I want to use that for my PlayStation 2. I want to use this other one for the Xbox, you know? Just so I have the too fat video on there, right? Well, I can't find this damn cable. So last night, I get on Best Buy's website. They have the cable there. So if you guys are looking for that vPort cord, go get it. It's $20. BestBuy.com has it. It better get here damn quick, so I'm pissed off. I want this friggin' cable. But you don't get reward zone points. Now, a lot of you got free reward zone cards. I got one for free.
I got one.
You got
one.
That's because, see, they treat their VIPs like gold.
Come
right?
on. Yeah. We spend like million stars in there.
That's right. I mean, I just signed my paycheck over. It's paid the order of Best Buy, right? We spent so much money that they gave it. They have like this reward zone. It's like a promotional thing where you spend $125 and you get like $5 from them, like in the gift card thing. I'll tell you right now, this is the shoddiest promotional gimmick I've ever fucking seen in my life. First of all, half the cards don't scan. I've noticed, I've been there like every day this week buying something. The cards won't scan on the scanner, so I gotta type it in by hand. You try
to just scan mine. Works perfect.
Yeah, half the time mine works, half the time I gotta punch it in. Right? You go to their website, bestbuy.com/rewardzone. Okay? You go there, it asks for a password. I don't have a password. I just got the card in the mail. I mean, I must have thrown it away and not read it, because I didn't see the password. So I had to call. So I called one day, they weren't there. I called yesterday at 5:30 in the morning. Some dude answered the phone, asked for my membership number, which is on the back of the card. I read him the number, and it wasn't working in his computer. It was short a number. He looked it up by my phone number, found that I was missing a number on the back of my card. A 9 is attached to the end of my card number, but it's not on the card itself. Yeah, so I'm pissed. Now, once I was able to get into the website, I was able to change my password. That took a while to find. You cannot change your address or phone number, though. You have to call these people. Okay? You can only change your email address.
Christ.
On top of that, they're supposed to log every purchase you make towards your points, right?
Right.
There's only 2 purchases on there. I've been there like 9 days in a row now. Even if I went in one day and bought the Cowboy Bebop movie, right? Just because I own all the other, I own all the individual ones. I just had to go buy the movie, even though I have a Hong Kong Pirate of it, too. And then another day I went in and I bought just like I bought one other thing, you know, little things, just to make sure I was there every day. Right? I had to be entered in a $25,000 contest. You know what I could, the havoc I could wreak with $25,000 of the gear from Best Buy.
Big plasma.
Yeah, I'd get like
Sony everything.
Yeah, it'd be so, well, whatever the best is. Yeah, I'd just get the fattest stuff. But anyway, so I've just been making sure I go there. I looked on the thing and it only lists 2 days worth of stuff.
Oh, that's BS.
Only 2 purchases. Yeah,
totally BS.
Right, now, according to the website, and I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt, as shoddy as this system they have is, I mean, it's a ghetto. It looks like they put the page together in a day. Okay, as shoddy, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt, though. And in the bottom of the page, it did say it might take up to 10 days to get your information into the computer.
Okay.
So I'm going to give them another week, and I'm going to keep an eye on it, though, now that I got my password, something I can actually use, and the member number, knowing there's a hidden number on the end of it. And, yeah, I was pissed. On top of that, why the hell do they have a promotional gimmick you have to pay for? It's $10
a year.
Okay, that is so stupid. If you're going to try to get people to go to your store because you want them to spend money there and not, say, CompUSA, right, why would you make them pay for this? Do like the supermarket does and just, you know, give them the card and let them get their discounts, whatever. Now, I don't like the idea of the data mining of it, but there's nothing I can do. I spent so much money there, I might as well get a little bit back for it. And they don't know too much about it. I mean, they know what I buy, but you know what? I'm going to shop there anyway. You know, I'm going to buy whatever I want because, you know, their ads come, I throw them away most of the time. I'll look through them, but if there's nothing I really want, they don't really sell me anything I don't need, so.
Anyway. You're right. They sell everything you need.
They sell it, you know, they don't sell me on something I don't need.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, if there's something I don't need, fuck, I don't go buy it now. I probably would have before I left for the trip, but now I've got to, I'm a little bit clearer in the head, but, I think that's going to wrap it up for the hardware that I really want to talk about. Hopefully soon we're going to talk about DVD burners, something that I think everybody needs to look seriously at now that they're getting pretty cheap. I've got a Pioneer A06. Ode has a Pioneer A05. Wolf?
I got a Sony
DRU500A. My homie MiG29's got a TDK Indie DVD. I think it's a 420N. Hunter's got, I think, the same drive, but the real close.
No,
it's the one that only does plus. Yeah, right, he's got the one that only does plus, but MIG might have it also.
Make sure you got dual format, though.
I guess, dude. I don't know. I'm pushing for the plus format, but I keep hearing on forums, and I've never seen an official statement by any company that has any authority, okay? But I've seen it once or twice, and MIG even said something about it, all right? And I didn't say anything to him first. So we both found this out and heard from different sources that they were going to start phasing out the plus format. Now, this is totally rumor at this point, but we both heard it from two or three, I heard it from two different places, he heard it from at least one place, and that's just a little fishy. So, you know, something to think about. I like the idea of it better, because the plus RWs are way better than the slash RWs. They've got the lossless linking, where it's a lot easier to read and drive.
Because it's more compatible with my DVD on drive.
I think the slash is yours.
Plus one.
Yours. But overall, I think the slashes are actually more portable.
Oh, how weird.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing. But, well, I'd like to do a review on these. Maybe I can get some information. And I know Bob Nino's got a burner in his Max. Jesus Christ. Maybe
Superdrive those.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell they call it.
Yeah, it's called Superdrive. Yeah.
I'm sure he'd love to talk about those. So maybe we can get him to talk about a DVD burner and talk about compatibility, maybe burn some test stuff.
How about software-wise? What kind of software you come with?
I only use Nero, and that's because I'm a whore for it. I don't do video. I don't do MPEG 2 video. I don't convert stuff to play a DVD player, so I don't use any of that in my DVD.
I did a few
Premiere or whatever it is.
I did a few DVX convert to the DVD format and burn on disk.
Yeah.
Yeah, and burn on the DVD.
Yeah.
My slash R.
Yeah.
And that works pretty good.
Slash R's?
Oh yeah. Okay. For the home players, I highly recommend it slash R's. But for computers, you gotta use the plus R's. Huh. It's a lot faster too. You know, pop in, boom, pops right
up. Now, Nate had an interesting problem with his TDK drive. He could burn, I think he was using plus R disks. He could burn them, but he couldn't read them for very long. Like, his machine would try to read it and it'd copy like a couple, maybe 50, 100 megs, and then boom, it'd fail.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, right? He would take that very same disk, bring it to his buddy's place, and it would read just fine.
Oh,
so he's pissed, of course, and now he can't get to his data.
And, Mr. Gitta, you get a DVD burn, might as well get DVD ROM drive too. Get a Pioneer one.
DVDs. Oh, yeah. A reader, yeah.
Yeah, reader. I mean, you don't want to use same drive, you're not burning it out before.
Yeah, and I mean, the Pioneer, I have a Pioneer 116 DVD ROM.
That's one I have. Yeah, it rips everything, rips fast.
Yeah, it does, huh? It hauls ass, it rips DVDs hell fast.
Yeah, like 5, 6, 6.
Shit, I've seen 10 or so.
I saw 10 too.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. It really does depend on the DVD. It is a lot different. But, speaking of all this stuff, one of these days, we've got to do a show that's like total underground stuff. And we should make it episode 13. And when we skip, it's like bad luck and you know, because of the whole...
Oh, yeah, that's a good
idea.
We
should go back and we should do an episode 13 that's all about copying movies, copying software, downloading...
That's a great idea.
You know, no CD cracks. We should just do the ultimate, like, game pirate fucking bullshit episode and make it the 13th episode.
That sounds like a great idea.
As long as we don't go to jail, so...
We'll just talk about it.
Yeah, we don't actually do any of this crap, of course. I mean,
of course we don't.
We'll just read about it on, you know, the evil internet websites. So you shut them down.
Just my injury.
So, the Halo.
Halo, yeah.
Movies. Let's talk about some... Ooh, that was loud. Let's talk about some movies. We got all kinds of movies. We've seen some bad stuff. Let's start... We saw Bad Boys 2.
That one's good. Lots of action. If you like action, you can love it.
Okay, now I'm going to...
Not stopping.
Devil's advocate here, and I'm going to say way too much action. Okay, I mean, it was over the top. It was... Pushed it too far for me. It was, like, so friggin' unbelievable. I am, don't get me wrong, I'm an absolute, giant, huge fan of Bad Boys 1. I love that friggin' movie. Okay, I've watched it a million times. It's awesome. One of the best movies I think I've seen. It really is. I love it. And this one was... I liked how they continued it, you know, like 5 years later.
Right.
You know, that was cool. And how they kind of like told...
Did
like
they get promoted?
Not that whole time. Yeah, okay. And they told like a whole backstory. They went back, maybe they would say things about visiting psychiatrists and how what's his name? Marcus was like taking all this, trying to be like
anger,
a better person.
No,
shit.
Anger management.
Yeah, right? All this kind of stuff, right? That was cool, you know, but it was hella over-the-top action. I know Wolf digs that stuff. I know he loved the action and the guns and the explosions.
Come on, I'm a John Woo.
No role? You only see that in John Woo movies. You have to watch Slutch, understand that. But I don't know. It was a good movie, though. Definitely Bad Boys 2. It was a good movie, though. I liked it a lot, but it was just too much action for me. But good story and all that, too. I mean, it was good. It was. They tried to be funny.
I give it a 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10. I'd say... I give
better than Chicago.
I didn't watch that. I'm gonna have to go low on it. I'm gonna have to say 7.5 out of 10 for Bad Boys 2. But that's for me because it's way too much action. And it wasn't that damn funny. They tried too hard. Like, Men in Black 2 tried way too hard.
Oh, yeah. Right? That one's terrible.
American Wedding. And this is like American Pie 3. I saw this twice in a theater. Once with, VVX and Evil Flight, and once with, Hunter and Wolf and...
Hunter's family.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, that movie was a friggin' riot. I swear to God, it's the funniest movie I've seen in so long.
You know what? I think it's going to be a last one, though. They're not going to, no more. Because, what's that guy's name? Stifler? What his actor name was?
I don't care. Stifler. Scott. Everybody knows him as Stifler.
Well, Stifler, he was on a late night show with Jay Leno.
Jay Leno, yeah.
Yeah, and he was talking about, you know, it will be the last one.
Yeah.
And something real bizarre is he only made $1,500 for making American Pie 1.
I swear to God, I don't see how that's possible.
Dude, he was like, at the same time, he works at Home Depot.
No kidding?
Yeah, he was brand new out of the water.
Holy shit. Have you heard that? They have it in a real tour in 2003. And the latest point of these is Quake 3, dude. The announcer says, holy shit, it's awesome. It's so neat.
Monster
dude,
kill.
American Wedding was, I mean, I was laughing so hard during that movie. Dude, my cheeks were killing me.
Yeah, I almost had the floor.
I thought you were going to die at one
point.
No, you can't say what happened, though. There's one scene that was so brutal to the audience in American Wedding that, I mean, the whole theater just was like, oh, I swear to God.
Game is on like Donkey Kong.
It's on like Donkey Kong, biatch. But it was hilarious. If you even remotely like that kind of movie, or just even comedies in general, it is a great movie to go see. I loved it. I also saw Pirates of the Caribbean with Nyer, who that was his second time going to see that movie, and I see why. Dude, Pirates of the Caribbean was awesome. Johnny Depp, excellent CG. I mean, just that, well, you know what, maybe no. I wonder how much of that they animated. Just the skeletons? Because
gotta be lots of special effects.
Well, I'm sure, like, a whole hell of a lot. Like, the ships and all that stuff. But, I mean, yeah. I was thinking about the characters themselves. Oh, okay. Because remember that thing we saw today when we went to go see SWAT? It said how they made the character look like he was half... They were using turkey jerky.
Really?
Yeah, there's this one scene where they stand in the light, and if you stand in the light, they're, like, undead. And it shows you that in the movie. Like,
oh,
you know?
I missed that part.
Yeah, you were talking to me or something. They used turkey jerky on the guy's face but I mean, all the rest of the CG, but I mean, as far as like the characters, other than the skeleton, I wonder how much, I'm an idiot, they must have just, okay, anyway, it was an awesome movie, I liked it a lot, I dig that kind of thing though, you know, like the swashbuckling, high seas pirate stuff.
Yeah, I haven't watched that one yet.
Dude, it's awesome, it is so cool, it's hella long too.
And you know what?
Like 2.5 hours.
This fucker lives right about
a block
and a half from a theater.
Yep, yeah, it's awesome. I can go to the movies whenever I want.
And a 30 seconds walk from a 7-Eleven. I'm going to choke him.
Yeah, it's next door. It's going to have a Slurpee right now. But Pirates of the Caribbean was cool, and it is like fun for the whole family kind of shit. You know, I mean, you can tell
it's a Disney movie. Come on.
Yeah, it's a Disney movie. It's way better than the games. I heard the games bombed. You know.
Really?
Yeah, they made some games after. It was supposed to be Sea Dogs 2 or something, and they changed.
All the games they made after the movie sucked.
Even End of the Matrix sucked, dude. The game.
Yeah,
for
it did.
I mean, they just can't do it right. But Pirates of the Caribbean gets high. Well, wait, American Wedding. I'd probably give it a 9, dude. I never laughed so hard. It's better than the other two, I think.
First one's funny.
First one's good, but I didn't laugh that hard.
Huh.
The Pirates of the Caribbean, I'd say I'd give it an 8, 9. Definitely a 9. Dude, that was an awesome movie.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a 9.
You're not hard to satisfy.
Apparently not, because I'm going to give another good review to the one that we saw just before we started recording.
SWAT.
Bob Nino told me, man, I was talking on the phone. I don't think he liked it. I might have just been hearing him wrong or something, but I don't think he was too enthused by it. But I watched Bad Boys 2 before I saw SWAT, and SWAT was like, it was not over the top, but it was tons of action still, and it was more real. So I thought it was better.
Than Bad Boy 2?
Well, better than most action movies, because it wasn't so over the top.
I don't know, though. The guy, you know, he offers $100 million.
That's a good idea. I thought that was a great idea. I mean, I've never thought of that before. You know, damn, some of these guys, they're loaded. What a good idea to make a movie out of some guy that offers money to whoever can get him out of jail and watch the anarchy that happens. I mean, he's playing off Reed, and it works. You know?
Yeah,
I mean, it does.
That's true.
That would create some friggin' chaos these days. If somebody said that, dude, I think it would be insane. It would be war on the open
street. But those guys got no brain, though. Think about it. It's how guaranteed that money is.
Yeah, but you don't think about that when you're faced with $100 million. You think, I need that $100 million. I don't know. I thought it was a bad movie. They had some top-class actors in there, too. Actors and actresses in there, too. That chick, whatever her name was.
Oh.
The one main dude They had
Samuel
and
Jackson.
They had him. Yeah, Samuel Jackson. Samuel Jackson.
You're always a man.
Shit, yeah. He's cool.
Loved by everyone of his movie. Almost
just about, yeah. He's awesome. He's an incredible actor. I mean, I don't know. It was really good. I'm going to go ahead and give SWAT an 8.5.
Okay.
I don't know what you thought of it, though, because you liked Bad Boys 2 more.
Yeah, more action. You know I'm an action guy.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was fantastic, though. It was just more realistic. You know, I mean, you didn't have Hummers driving through off mountain cliffs. Driving, you know what I mean? You didn't have this insane bullshit stuff that's just too, I mean, there was some.
Take some brain power to create that kind of bullshit, though.
Yeah. That's for sure, dude. And which, I respect that.
You got to have a real good imagination to come up with an idea like that.
I really respect that. I really do. That's a lot for the, you know, imagination. I mean, that's awesome. But the stuff in SWAT that was more realistic was still pretty fat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, sure. It was still like, wow.
Okay, give it an A.
So, okay. That was the movies that I saw recently, and I mean, all of them were really good. I was so happy I've been seeing good movies, because for a while there, I was watching nothing but a stretch of shitty movies. Oh, and I've gotta see, I'm calling it Jason vs. Freddy. Everybody else can go ahead and call it Freddy vs. Jason, because I'm rooting for Jason.
Yeah, me too.
Hell yeah. I'm not quite sure the whole idea behind it. I've seen a commercial or a preview when I was at the theater for the other movies, but I really
are they going to have a killing competition?
It looks like they're fighting. It looks so dope.
No, killing people. So who kills more people?
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
I thought it was them going against each other, dude.
I don't know.
I really don't know, but I don't care. Because, you know what, Jason's the man. And, you know, Vicky, she's rooting for Freddy. But
a nightmare crate.
Yeah, screw that, man. Jason's the sick shit. Right? I think that pretty much wraps it up for us. I mean, we tried to bring a nice, long episode, and I'm a little outdated. I haven't been up to speed. I think we did pretty damn good on bringing some recent stuff to the table. I mean,
we've got lots of resources.
Yeah, tons.
We did lots of researching.
Yeah.
Well, you did.
Yeah. Everybody else.
I played lots of games. You know, 50 hours of hack.com. That's a lot.
It's not
easy. That's a lot of effort.
It's
you know?
Not easy, people. Okay, sitting over. You know how hard it is to wake up the crack of 1:30 in the afternoon and play games until 6 a.m. Okay. Do you know the kind of dedication it takes to get down to the store to, you know, make sure the new games are out? Okay. I mean, it takes some effort. And then, God forbid, I have to get up to go to the bathroom because I drank like a 64-ounce Dr. Pepper every, like, you know, a couple minutes. You know, that sucks. And, you know, I'm sitting here trying to enjoy my game, and all of a sudden I got to pee. That's no good. Okay.
Yeah, you need to, like, design
a colostomy bag.
You need a, like, little piss stand mount to your chair and shit?
No, because I don't have to stand up. I sit on these two bean bags when I'm playing games on the TV.
Oh.
You know, I mean, the computer, I could just hook up a tube to a bag or something. I'm like, well, I'm not sitting on a bean bag. I don't want to move. I mean, it's hard work.
Shit.
I bust my ass.
Maybe it's your thumb.
Look at this. Look at
it. Jesus. That takes years.
Callous. You see that? I'm sacrificing, okay? I mean, no, seriously, though, it is harder than it looks, people. It really is, but we're just joking around. But there is quite a few things I want to mention just before we split here. When I was on my trip, BinRev Magazine, you know, BinRev.com, they started doing a radio show, Stank Dog and Wintermute. Awesome show, okay? Much props to Duel. I mean, he hooked up us. He hooked up them. I mean, he, like, taught us, like, a lot of stuff. I know me. He taught me, like, everything. You know, he said, do this, do that. You're going to need this, da-da-da-da. You know, they thank him a lot. I mean, it's a great show. Computer information, hacking the underground stuff. Okay? It's good. They're in the know. It's awesome. Okay? It's binrev.com. Click on radio. I think you can go to radio.binrev.com and get there, too. Something I saw last night I wanted to mention. It's thebroken.org.
Huh.
Okay? And they got a video, which is, I swear to God, they ripped off Stank Dog's Hack TV. I swear to God, they ripped off the idea. I swear to God, it's exactly that. But the production's pretty good. Like in fact, they're talking about it on Stank's forums, and it's not way too hella technical right now. I mean, they were showing some war driving, and they were careful to not show anything illegal.
Right.
You know? And they did some, they ripped off a pizza joint, you know, but like, so they didn't really show anybody, at least anybody that hangs out there, anything new, you know, and it's, I mean, this is stuff that's, you know, shit, we've been into for years, but don't excuse yourself. Actively practice too much, we'll say. In any case, it was worth a watch. It was funny as hell. There's this one part where they got this Ramsey dude on there, some, like, like Easterner dude on there, like downloading shit from Kazaa. And he's kind of hard to understand. He's got a real thick accent, so they have subtitles in the bottom. I thought it was funny as hell. my point is this is more alternative media. I dig it. You know what I mean? I love hearing what?
Metal Gear Solid 3.
We talked about it. Oh, the video! Oh, son of a...
We gotta add that in.
Well, We started talking about Metal Gear and missed the Metal Gear Solid 3 video. Go to File Plan, search for MGS3, you'll find a video. It's fat. Oh my god.
I think he does his own stunt too. It's awesome, dude. Spirit and Jackie Chan. He pulls some crazy shit in.
Solid Snake does his own stunts. I have notes written down somewhere about the video, but I can't remember. I don't have them here. Oh yeah. You have to feed yourself. I mean, we saw him get attacked by bees. I hope that's not like a one-time only thing too. Like the bees gimmick. I hope you don't see that.
Oh no, I think that's a joke.
I think that'll be in the game.
Huh.
You can like shoot a beehive if it's over an enemy and the bees come out and attack the enemy, which is cool, but like, is that just like a one-time only gimmick? Isn't that like something that we're gonna see like 5 beehives throughout the whole game, that's it? What about more cool stuff just like that, but not always bees? You know
what was eating the raw fish and stuff?
Yeah, you have to feed yourself, right? Dude, the water shots were awesome. They were showing shots when you were underwater, and the rain was cool, but remember when he was getting shot at the bullets?
Oh, yeah, the water? Yeah. Good graphics.
The graphics were amazing. The explosions were better, too, because they were more like, they seemed to go up more, though. Out. I don't know. I think that was cool. The smoke was good, the smoke effects, when, I don't know, it was awesome. But my only complaint with it was that in the video they showed these dogs that are jumping over this log. The dogs look kind of thick. Like they're jumping. They're all like held in the air for a second.
I didn't pay attention to
that. Yeah, I don't know. But damn, I cannot believe we skipped the whole MGS3 part.
Dude, well, that's an awesome part.
It's so dope. Anyway, and the whole point of Modem's letter, before I left.
Yeah.
And I blew right through it.
I forgot to remind you.
I'm gonna get my ass kicked for that one.
Anyway,
you know what I'm saying about alternative media, though. You know, I mean, turn off the tube. Turn off extended play, tech TV, the screen damage, whatever crap you watch, you know, Dateline NBC, 2020, Barbara Walters' new interview with Michael Jackson, hey, you know, whatever the hell garbage you're watching, okay, Inside Edition, I know all the names of this garbage, you know, I don't watch TV, I download, like, Simpsons, you know, I download, like, 5 or 6 shows once in a while, I don't even keep them, I
can't Jerry Springer?
Yeah, I should download Jerry Springer, MacGyver, trying to get... The Zelda cartoon, you know, shit like that. That was awesome. I'd like to find some
Transformers. MacGyver was a shit.
MacGyver's a bomb, dude.
Yeah.
But,
give him a 3-star
in
that.
But still, you know, I mean, listen to some alternative media. Listen to, you know, other stuff than the crap that the media feeds you. And IGN is the worst, dude. They run Future Network USA, IGN.
Yeah.
They own, like, I have over, I'd say 17 magazine subscription, and probably 13 or 14 are game related, and I swear to God, 10 of those are owned by IGN. I know, right? And then no wonder. I pay IGN.com to look at the stuff there, and it's the same crap I see in the friggin' magazines, all the main magazines.
I think we talked about that before.
Yeah, we probably did. But you know what? You can't stress it enough. Make somebody, you know what I mean? Like, get more media out there, and it's better to listen to. The best part of my trip was when I got to places, like when I go to somebody's house, and I could download like the new Radio Freak America, and when I found out Ben Rev Radio was up, you know, when they were doing that, and I got Retro Gaming Radio. Dude, I never listened to it. I just didn't have a chance before. I mentioned it before I left. That show is good. I don't like how it's just one guy talking most of the time, and you can tell they've recorded in sections, and sometimes it's harder to hear, sometimes it's easier to hear. Like, it's just real quiet in certain parts, but it's dope. Dude, they got interviews with all kinds of kick-ass people. They know what they're talking about. They're always talking about good stuff. It's RetroGamingRadio.com. BeamWriter was the one who turned me onto that. That was awesome. So, you know, it's like, I got to listen to all that stuff. I didn't listen to radio one time on my trip. 14,000 miles, and I listened to alternative media and then whatever music I brought. And I really didn't listen to that much music. I spent a lot of time thinking, but I brought hours and hours of radio and stuff. Sean Kennedy's show, you know, which went to Rant TV. Now, I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know what to say about that, but check that out. On top of that, I understand that video game radio is back. Video game, whatever it's called, VGR.us. Go there. I understand they're supposed to be coming back. I haven't seen a new episode. I've only heard the first 4 they had before. I have the other ones. I just haven't heard them. On top of that, the Counter-Strike radio guys, csradio.counter-strike.net, those guys, I used to listen to Counter-Strike radio, even though I hate Counter-Strike. They started doing EverQuest Radio, which is csr-networks.com, I guess, and WS Ninja. hooked me up on that. I went into him in IRC, and thank God, because they were talking about doing EverQuest Radio. I wanted to listen to it, even though I don't play EverQuest. Those guys are just entertaining, and it's good to listen to, and still applies to some of the shit, you know, that I do play. You know, being a big D&D fan, I love hearing about that kind of stuff, you know. And they started doing a show, and they didn't put anything on the old Counter-Strike Radio Show site, and that's the only address I knew, so I had no idea. And they had like 8 or 7 episodes of EQR out. And on top of that, when I got a pin, brand new, blow on this radio, it's www.public.iastate.edu/, that little tilde thing, you know, just left of the one hold shift, ATSTRUVE/BOTR. It's a show that seems to be pretty much dedicated like 2D gaming and like older style of gaming. It's awesome. I really enjoyed listening to it. It was good stuff. You know what's funny about that? It's hosted by RXSD and GJ Mollusk. They mentioned something about too much role-playing game talk going on, and I can't help but wonder if we do that.
We do a lot.
Either they were trying to slap us right in the face and tell us that, or if we do it like, you know,
well,
we just have to fall into the crowd.
We'll play RPGs mostly.
Honest to God, I try to do a good job of covering everything, and I'm really slack on the GameCube department. I know that, so that really blows. But hopefully Bob Nino is going to crank out some awesome GameCube news for us and bring that up to speed for us. If Hunter would ever get his shit together and actually play a GameCube game, he has it. He just collects dust.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, so those are some things to think about.
To go up, sorry, though.
Yeah, he does.
I saw him last night.
He's on right now, I bet. Shit, he just messaged me. He said he was going to sleep. He's still online. You know he's going to play Tactical Ops.
Probably.
In any case, we're done. Glad to be back. Weekly. And we'll see you next time.
All right, bye.
Peace.